want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
It is 15 after the hour. Good afternoon. You're up next.
Yes, good afternoon. Yes. How are you this afternoon?
I am very well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's very nice to speak with you, gentle person. I have been a fan of your show for, I would say, about 2 months. I came across it by accident, and I have to compliment you on the scope and realm of the topics that you cover. My question to you is, in the search for the weapons of mass destruction, that there is a use of primates in the field where they are looking for these weapons out in Iraq. And I heard an interview with a Captain Charles Broyhill, who apparently was in charge of this brigade. And I was wondering if you had any opinion on the use of primates and monkeys to look for such weapons. And I was wondering if, I don't want to sound rude, but you listen to the Don and Mike show ever?
I didn't get the last part, but I did hear the belch. There's some people who no doubt are prepared to argue that there are some primates that are of far greater value than some human beings.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons.
This is Paul Stanley and Chris.
And we never.
No, we never.
We never ever.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mann.
I'm hungry and I'm going to the 7-Eleven. See you later.
You know, as human beings, we should be able to talk this out, not resort to violence.
Hi, this is Bobby Brown.
Yeah. I'm chilling down here with the two fat men.
Drop them up straight.
Soaking wet hot chocolate. They're going to come out, they're going to dry, and then they invite the general public to come, as they say, to bite off pieces of them.
Yes, you can. Now, I don't thought about this. I mean, because I do like them very much, but they don't, I mean, they just strike me as kind of, I've never seen them, but they sound kind of maybe stuffy. But they're going to wrap themselves in plastic first.
They're both very attractive men.
I already know that I'm gay.
Okay.
Chum can mean only one thing.
Somebody hit Geronimo over the head, right?
Nah, you're the host.
Let me do it again.
Well, that ka-chunk could only mean one thing. You are the host for a current affair headline game. That's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow or a block party. The New York Post, well, sorry about that slip up there. I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again. And that's your news.
Hi, this is Bob Costas, and I want to make this abundantly clear. I never listen to Don Geronimo, whose name sounds bogus to me to begin with, or Mara. And if I were ever in whatever city their program airs, happens to be Washington, I'm told, state of Washington or Washington, D.C.? Washington, D.C. If I'm ever in Washington, D.C., I will make a specific effort to avoid listening to this program.
You all need to listen to your lady. You need to say to her, baby, what is it that you want? Or, do you want to do it in the butt? No? Okay, well, let's move on to something else.
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
Here's Dennis Murphy with a Dateline Court TV exclusive.
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
Again, here's Dennis Murphy. Once again, Dennis Murphy.
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
And Washington, D.C., your sneaky little number that we still have is 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hey,
hi,
Buzz.
Is anyone listening?
Hey,
what happened?
Shut up.
Okay. Did you wash your ass today?
Someone call for a doctor?
There you go. Tight as a nun. And hi, and welcome to the show, everybody. Glad to be here. Let's see. First, let me tell you this. Tomorrow, I won't be here. Mike will be here tomorrow.
What?
Doing the Mike Show. You. You're good, you.
I know.
I'm taking a vacation day. Tomorrow, 3 weeks from tomorrow, my wife and I take the boy to college.
Right.
And I had this plan. The boy and I are going away for a nice three-day dad and son final get it out of our system weekend.
Right. That's very nice.
So I won't be here tomorrow, just so you know in advance. I've not been hit by a car, and I've not
had your arm or your hand amputated.
Correct. Just taking a day to spend a nice three-day weekend, the last one I'll have with my son. So Mike will graciously come in and fly solo tomorrow, and for that I thank you.
Yeah, what's always exciting about that when I do that, which is very rare, I will be very, very drunk when I'm here doing that. You know, I'm drunk for every show.
As opposed to today when you're just...
I'm moderately drunk.
Moderately drunk.
Yeah. I always like to have a little extra potty and come in here, so
bring some for me.
I will, Buzz. So, Buzz, I kind of count on you to be sober.
Okay, all right.
Well, I'll do that, too.
No problem. So, now that I've got that out of the way, I've got to talk about
Uday Hussein.
I mentioned yesterday.
Now, is Uday the younger one or
the
older one?
He's the worst one.
The good-looking one.
He's the worst one. I don't know if he's the younger one or the older one.
They talk about one of them was overtly a maniac,
right.
And the other one
was... That's Uday.
And the other one was the sneaky one who liked to do the killing.
Right. His name
Husai.
Was Fred.
Mm-hmm. Fred.
What
Fred
about
Husai?
No, I heard it was Fred.
Oh, okay.
Fred's nickname.
His friends called him
so
Fred.
So anyway, I mentioned yesterday some of the stuff that this guy Uday has done.
Uday.
And I was wondering, I was pontificating during the news if it was propaganda or not. And I don't think it is, but it was a flood of it yesterday.
Right.
And so much of the stuff that this guy Uday Hussein, who now, thank God, is dead, has done is just awful.
Mm.
But there's some things that I've done actually some research here. And, Rob, I know it's probably the real research.
You've gone to the library on this?
And I found some of the stuff that he's done that I think now perhaps in some odd context we can look at and maybe, I don't want to say laugh, but... The guy was nuts. Besides the awful, horrific things that he would do,
absolute power corrupts absolutely.
To people, listen to this. 7 years ago, a Baghdad man's pretty 17-year-old daughter vanished, and was rumored to be held inside the Iraqi Olympic Committee compound run by Uday. After 10 days, the frantic father asked his attorney to inquire about his daughter. The attorney presented himself at the committee and was taken before Uday Hussein. According to the file of the attorney's testimony, Uday, quote, was looking at the papers I had filled out. He said, I was going to break both of your legs so you could never come back here, but I see that your left leg was wounded in the Iran-Iraq war, so I am only going to break your right leg.
Jesus.
A henchman then shot the lawyer's right foot, leaving him unable to walk, and he recalled being dumped out of a car near a hospital.
Wow.
Wait, there's more. There's more nutty stuff. Uday, of course, as you well know by now, he loved women. He used to do awful things to women. Well, one night he was watching TV. He was watching the local TV station.
Hey, this is a great show. It's called Banzai.
This is another thing he used to do. He used to get first-run American movies.
Right. He'd pirate them off the satellite.
Yes, and he would put them on Iraqi TV just so he could watch them.
Right.
Like when The Matrix came out, when it was in our theaters, it was on Iraqi TV because Uday got a copy and just said, put this on TV. I want to see it.
Wow.
So they had what in essence was a news show. And one night he didn't like something that one of the announcers said, a woman. Uday ordered the head of the attractive TV announcer to be shaved so that he could keep her long locks of hair. Then he confined her naked at the Olympic Committee for one month when she objected to the fact that he was going to cut her hair off.
Jesus.
Let me see, Uday...
Everybody's talking now, right? Now that these guys are dead,
the stories are coming out.
Yeah, this is from Middle East Quarterly now. Uday, I'm not going to get to all the stuff about the murders and the countless tortures.
Right.
When one woman complained about the abuse, Uday had her stripped naked, covered in honey, and killed by three starving Dobermans.
Oh, Jesus. My God.
Now, on another occasion, Uday killed a guy named Mohammed Gharali in a very brutal manner. A friend of his had the nerve to say something to Uday. Uday then forced three bottles of gin down his throat by consciously beating him. The guy passed out. While he was beating him, the guy passed out.
Right.
Uday then ordered that the guy be put on a merry-go-round at an amusement park. So he forces three bottles of gin down the guy's throat, beats him senseless, and then says, "Now, tie him to the horse at the merry-go-round." And he just had the guy go round and round on a merry-go-round.
Until he died?
Yeah.
Can you even imagine an Iraqi merry-go-round, an Iraqi amusement park? This is a bad amusement park.
No, I can't, Rob. It's very simple. It's camels instead of horses.
From ESPN. He used to do stuff to athletes. He used to beat them with iron. I'm not going to get on about the awful stuff.
He would
beat them if they didn't do well enough in the competitions. One time, Uday stopped by a player's jail cell and... urinated on the man's bowed soccer game.
Wow.
As soon as the double door entrance to the office of the Iraqi National Olympic Committee President Uday Hussein, he was the guy in charge of the Olympics, the boxer knew what awaited on the other side. He had returned from a competition where he had been knocked out in the first round. Pay the price. Inside the marble, yellow and blue office, Uday paced the floor, waving his expensive Cuban cigar and glaring at the floor-to-ceiling windows overlooking Baghdad. He was yelling about how Iraq should not be embarrassed by his athletes. Sitting behind a wood desk, beneath an oversized portrait of himself, Uday said, "In any sport, you can win or lose. I told you don't come home if you don't win." He then had some of his henchmen tie this boxer to a chair. "This is how you box," he screamed, as he pounded left and right straight into the fighter's face. Blood dribbled from the athlete's nose as Uday launched another round of punches. Then, using the electric prod he was famous for carrying, Uday jolted the boxer in the chest.
Yeesh.
Blood was streaming down. The boxer cried out as Uday held the razor to his throat, and he moved the blade to the fighter's forehead. Uday laughed. He then shaved the man's eyebrows, which is an insult to Muslim males.
I'm waiting for the big laugh out of this.
Well,
you know,
I didn't say that this was going to be a laugh.
It's just he's weird. Any of these ones. These are all new ones.
Like the ones about, you know, I don't like the woman on TV.
Right.
Let's shave her head and then have her go back and do the news. And she gets mad, so he says, "Okay, I'm going to tie you upside down and hang you naked for 30 days.
It's amazing how terrified the people are over there. They had to see the pictures. I mean, the reason that we released the photographs of the dead bodies was just because, you know, nobody's going to believe it. And, unfortunately, it's not making a big difference in our guys getting whacked over.
Here's some stuff that doesn't necessarily have to do with people being killed or having shaved or anything. Uday built a massive palace in the middle of Baghdad. He was dissatisfied with the noise of the traffic driving
by. This is a big one that he did.
So he had a single-lane overland bridge built next to his palace to divert the cars and slow them down. It created miles of traffic jams in Baghdad, but when he would go outside, at least his yard was quiet.
That's what he wanted. Man.
Everybody knew that Uday, a party animal, would help himself to another man's wife, maybe just for a night or two if he felt like it, and share her with his entourage if he felt like it. Sometimes he would walk into weddings, take the bride on their wedding night in her gown.
Yeesh.
Sometimes the groom would be found later. Sometimes he wouldn't.
Yeah. And they said, I read another article that indicated that sometimes the grooms would commit suicide after
that would happen.
Not surprisingly. Yeah. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. It was nice to look at those dead bodies of those creeps.
Please understand, I'm not saying that this is funny.
Right.
I'm just saying these are stories. I mentioned this yesterday. I wondered how much of this was true.
Right.
You know, and I'm not reading you the really horrific stuff.
Just bizarre stuff.
Yeah, this is just nutty stuff that I don't know if you're going to hear. If you turn on the news,
true.
I don't know if you're going to hear this stuff.
He was pretty amazing. I mean, in his torture of his fellow Iraqis.
If you were late for a meeting, you might get beaten. He would beat his butler for having body odor. Can you imagine that around here? How many people we would have to beat?
The beatings would never stop around here.
He would beat a butler for giggling. He'd beat an official of the Radio and TV Authority if there were grammatical mistakes made on the air.
Right. Strict.
My God, we would be absolutely...
Imagine if all of our callers were beaten every time they made a grammatical mistake. You guys is... No!
Okay, so after he had the bridge built to keep the traffic noise near his yard to a minimum, he decided that wasn't enough, so he had another bridge built near the presidential compound, the 14th of July Bridge, and that one had signs on it said, "Only Uday Hussein can drive on this road." So he spent millions of dollars to make a road and then had signs put up saying only he could drive on it.
You know, what's amazing is when you read about Saddam Hussein being such an incredible tyrant that he obviously spoiled his kids because his kids had free reign to do whatever the hell they wanted.
Right? Now, with a record like this, it's hardly surprising that Uday made many enemies. They tried to kill him in 1996. Assassination attempt fell short of the mark, leaving Uday temporarily paralyzed and with a permanent limp.
Right.
It also left him impotent, which no doubt helped improve his already sunny disposition.
Right.
Let me see. It's hard to imagine any outcome of the current war that doesn't involve Uday Hussein ending up dead through whatever means. You know, then it goes on to say that, you know, baby Uday should be in front of a war crimes tribunal. That's just some writer's thought that we shouldn't have just gone in and killed him.
Why waste time?
Yeah.
It's a war.
But, I don't know, man. I mean, this guy...
However, you know, there is a part of me that also thinks that when I hear that argument, that when you have guys like this, mm-hmm. if you can capture them alive, it's very important, and it probably would have been good propaganda for the United States to have a criminal trial where you could bring fellow Iraqis forward.
Yeah, but
that would certainly help our cause.
But would they have mm-hmm. the guts to step forward if he was still alive? You know what?
Well, that's hard to say. I mean,
it is tough.
If he was in custody, I mean, they are terrified of that family.
So what we do is like Weekend at Bernie's, but it's Weekend at Uday's. We still put him on trial. But
right, we pretend that he's alive.
Right, we can...
Absolutely. Well, they're too disfigured, Rob.
I have an idea. Take that man, and I want you to make him drink 3 bottles of gin.
Wow.
Right now. Okay. Now, strap him to the merry-go-round.
The one with the camels.
Not.
God, geez.
I mean, really, yeah. not to make light
well,
of it.
Well, I mean, you got a guy. You got first of all, he's got the gene. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, let's not ignore that.
The evil gene.
He's got the evil gene from daddy. And then he's able to do whatever the hell he wants.
Right.
It's his country. He doesn't even have to run it.
Can you imagine if we're sitting here watching TV? Hello, Channel 4. Let me speak to Wendy Riddiger. Wendy. Uday here.
Shave that head of yours. I didn't like your grammatical error.
I want your hair. You made an error. So she comes down to get her head shaved. She dares say something. All right, now I'm going to tie you upside down naked for 30 days.
Amazing. Wow.
See you later.
Crazy.
What a dick.
It would be easier with J.C. Hayward.
Yeah, you just say, I need that wig, honey.
Right.
Send the wig over.
I need that wig.
Give it a smart yank.
Can you imagine him going to the Broyhill wedding? Ah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Lisa. You're a pretty girl. Come with me.
Yeah.
Wow. What a douche.
That really, I can't, of all the things, and I know he committed horrible murders, but when I read the wedding thing, that is just, man, you know, that, and that's like almost like the Roman emperors used to do, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sick stuff.
Let me see.
All right. He's probably having a nice, you know, chat with Lucifer right now.
And the final thought on this guy, at least from one of these accounts that I'm reading, is no logic explains the behavior of Uday Hussein. They don't even have a name for what he went through, but they do think that he had a very advanced form of penis envy. That's according to a doctor.
Wow. Penis, I mean, like he had a small thing?
Well, I don't know. That might have something to do with the fact that he was impotent.
His anger toward women.
Well, the impotence came after the assassination attempt. When they tried to kill him, he was left sexually dysfunctional. That's what I read.
Right. He had a stroke, seizures.
Which was a result of his, you know, his assassination attempt.
Sex became impossible.
Right.
Let me see.
That's why he would just drug women and try to make them, you know... And just beat them. I guess he drugged them and beat them.
Oh, okay, one more here. This has nothing to do with hurting anybody. But again, just another sign of just why we should be so glad this guy is dead. In elementary school, every week there would be a ceremony to honor the best student of the week.
I remember this one.
Guess who won every week?
Oh, my God.
For his entire time in elementary school. Our student of the week this year is, well, this week, but also this year,
mm-hmm.
and the last 6 years, Uday Hussein. In high school... It was not unusual for Uday to show up at his dad's alma mater wearing a bayonet and a gun with live ammunition. And once when Uday broke his leg, his entire class had to move to a classroom on a lower floor to accommodate him.
You know, this is strangely reminiscent in a twisted way of Elvis Presley in that... Just surrounded, totally surrounded and insulated by no one who will challenge him
on anything. By sycophants who will let him do anything, and that's, you know, that's how this stuff, it's, all this stuff is, you know, but really, when you've got a guy like that, and it's the human condition, I mean, the guy, you're going to challenge the guy, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, it's, you know, people say, how could they let him get away with it? They let him get away because he's, you know, he's going to kill you.
Thank you. You are a great audience. You and I laughing. I am going to be ordering 3 bottles of gin to be poured down your throat, and you'll be tied to a merry-go-round.
That's what I do, man.
Thank you very much. This is Uday Hussein.
Uday Presley.
Uday Presley.
I am Uday Presley. Call me if this condition works. But you know what? On a very small, different scale with celebrities in America, it's a similar type of condition.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just don't have access to, you know, weaponry and you know, and immunity when they decide to kill people and, you know, perform atrocities.
There's nothing funny about this, but if taken out of context, some of it is so absolutely over the top bizarre that if you don't laugh at this, you're just going to go...
Now, the other guy was bad in his own way.
Kusai.
Kusai.
Because Kusai was the guy that was just nice and quiet.
Yeah, he would just walk up and shoot people.
He liked to kill people.
Yeah, he did. So anyway, I just did a little research on that, because we had that on the news yesterday. And
Kusai's favorite thing I read to do was to shoot people in the head.
Well, he liked to do an awful lot more than that.
But, I mean, his thing was...
That was what got him off, so to speak, if he could get off. So anyway, there you go. Meanwhile, I am going to break both of your legs so you can never come back here. Wait, I see your left leg was wounded in the Iran-Iraq war. I will only break your right leg.
So a war hero, a guy that's fighting for his country, and he shoots him anyway.
Right.
And meanwhile, Daddy is still at large.
Correct.
We don't have any sign of Daddy.
Yep, making tapes.
Correctamundo. And it's bizarre to see the pictures of them, like, at their pool.
Right.
To see Dad and Uday and Fred just walking around.
Bastards.
Loving life. Hey, listen, everybody's glad they're dead.
What I don't get, and you know what I really don't get, and I mean, when you hear about this, and if the Iraqi people were aware of this, how in the name of God they still are mounting a resistance over there? I don't... How there is
faithful,
a significant amount of resistance where... You know, what,
well, he's
three,
got his,
three more of our guys killed today?
He's got his propaganda machine, or at least he did, like when he ran the TV and ran the radio.
You realize brainwashing from when they're little bitty kids, and it goes through their whole life,
right,
and that's why they have that.
This presentation of The Matrix, brought to you by Uday, your friend Uday.
Yeah, it's a first-run film, and I'm going to show it to you now.
Yeah, because I'm such a great guy.
But boy, I feel bad for our guys over there, man.
Hey,
I really do. I mean, that's no end in sight to that crap.
Me too. But anyway, that's the story on this guy Uday, and just awful. But some, like I said, you know, hate me if you will. I don't think it's funny, but if you don't read some of this stuff, like the merry-go-round stuff, or not liking the lady on TV and shaving her head, if you don't look at that and not laugh, but at least go, Jesus Christ, you will go nuts.
And I guess
you really will.
And I guess everybody has to ask the question now when you're looking at, 158 Americans that have been killed over there right now. Is it worth it that these guys are dead, that we got these guys, but we didn't find any of these big weapons they were talking about? And I think that's what all Americans are asking themselves right now.
And here maybe is an answer. Yes, when you find out what this guy and his brother have been doing. Maybe it is worth it.
Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
Maybe it is. Now, it's not my kid over there, so I can't comment on that.
Right.
But maybe it is, because just the stuff that's being reported now are just the people who feel brave enough, because they think he's dead, to come out and say some of the crap he's done.
Yeah.
Who knows?
There's more.
Yeah, who knows?
But you can look at the other side, and there are still governments that we support where this kind of stuff goes on, too.
Yeah, that's also true.
You know, these guys don't have the exclusive franchise on torturing their own people.
Right.
And it happens all over the world. And we should remember that we also supported this regime for a while.
We did.
And here's the first line of one of these the searches I did. If you want to get a good idea of Uday Hussein, imagine his father, Saddam Hussein, without all the self-restraint and sanity.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That's
a good way to put it.
That's the first line.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow. Uday had problems. Big problems.
I think so. Well, he's got a big one now.
He's got the biggest one of all now. His mouth is full of dirt.
Right, exactly.
And great pictures of him, incidentally. I'm glad that...
Uday the one with the not-shaved head, with the beard? Uday the younger one?
I don't know which is which. I do know that I went on the web and saw the picture.
I think Uday was the tall, thinner one, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Well, anyway, that's what I had for you about Uday. Just
a little frightening. It really is.
It is, and you know,
but in this world, in this day and age, that crap still goes on.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I spent a lot of time watching all of the, because there's so many goddamn cable news stations now, and hearing the propaganda on both sides on why we should be there or why we shouldn't be there. But you don't hear anybody coming out and saying, this is the crap that this guy did. I'm not making a case that we should be there or not be there.
Right.
I'm just saying that this stuff is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, my sources for this were the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the exception of the Post and their writing about the radio, you would have to say that they're a pretty well-respected newspaper.
Well, and the Post got into a lot of that stuff, but obviously you dug a little deeper with some of the other papers.
And a lot of the stuff comes also from a newspaper called Middle East Quarterly, which has just come out with a special edition, Uday is Dead. And that's where I got a lot of the stuff. And
it obviously is not making a difference, the death of these two guys, in the resistance that's being mounted over there.
Well, there's a spurt of retaliation right now. Hopefully that won't last.
Also, if you want to find out, if you're, you know, I don't want to say interested, you're curious, both ESPN and Sports Illustrated, if you go to their websites, they have stuff relating to the athletes who are now speaking out about how they were treated if they didn't do well.
Because he was the Olympic president.
Yeah, or even if, in some cases, if they did do well.
Well, they did that in European, you know, in the Soviet Union with some of those countries in the old days, too, where not the same thing with torture and, you know, shaving heads and beating people, but they would be thrown in gulags, you know, if some of the athletes didn't perform to their family would be, you know, be put in under arrest.
So anyway, that's Uday, and I just didn't mention that because I did a search and read it and was just blown away by it. Like I said, some of it you go, Jesus Christ, and some of it you're sickened by. Maybe you're sickened by all of it, but
right,
God. You know, there's a part of him, like the part about making the guy drunk and strapping him to the merry-go-round, that would make him a very effective manager at Infinity Broadcast.
Oh, God.
I really mean it. And could you imagine with the stuff with if you made a grammatical mistake?
Do you know when I heard that one about
doing the radio show?
When I heard that one about him feeding him gin, do you remember that movie, the Guccione movie, Caligula?
Oh, dude,
that's what it reminded me of, you know? Remember when the guy's, like, a little drunk and then he forces, wine down? Yeah, very Roman emperor-like.
Very
like absolute power. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Uday is the tall, thin one. He's also the older one. And Usay is the shorter, heavier guy. And he was... and he's younger, and he was more favored by Saddam and was selected by Saddam to take over after Saddam died.
Well, that ain't going to happen now.
Right. You got to get a shovel if you want that to happen now. Hey, and wouldn't it be great to take Uday and strap him to a merry-go-round
just to pay back for maybe that guy's family?
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great to let that lawyer come out and, even though he's dead, shoot him in his legs? Just shoot him in the legs. Wouldn't it be great to have some kind of payback?
Sure, but, you know, I think really the payback is has already been accomplished.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I understand. I'm just...
Yeah, you want to play with the corpse.
And
you know, but it's, you know, I don't think he'd be that satisfied, you know.
Oh,
more like if he's within an inch of his life, then you play with him a little bit, you know.
Well, I think even with a dead corpse, you could put it on a Fox Sunday night,
right?
Run it after The Simpsons and Bonsai, pull a pretty big number.
Well, I think in my world history, you know, with Mussolini in the old days, you know, when they strapped him up and threw stuff at the body, I think people got a lot of satisfaction out of that.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, guys?
All
love
right.
The show.
Thanks.
I just want to say that I'm very happy to hear that they are finally dead.
Yeah, well, I think we all are, but we got to get the guy that fathered them.
Yeah. And I think that when they come back, when our soldiers come back, forget giving Monica Lewinsky a show. Give these guys a show. A whole.
Yeah. And I got to mention something. I feel a little propagandized by my own country with this stuff a little bit.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I take everything with a grain of salt.
What stories you mean about?
Yeah, I do. Because I mean, the fact is, you know, hey, nothing they want more than to you know, take the heat off this administration right now with what's going on.
Well, you know, that's why I did a little more of a search, because I mentioned yesterday I didn't want to appear unpatriotic. I said, but gosh, all of a sudden. We're hearing now that he's dead.
Right.
We're hearing out of the blue all of these stories, or at least there was a story in the Washington Post yesterday about the atrocities.
No, they're making this, you know, they're getting all this stuff out as much as they can because, you know, the way the stories have been going lately hasn't been all that good for the administration. Right.
Anyway, that's what I had for you about Uday. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes. Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Genius.
Hi.
Hi. I am from Canada, and I'd like to say Canada loves Rob.
Oh, hey, how about now, Rob? Now, listen, here is a Canadian friend.
Where are you calling from in Canada? In Canada, sir?
I am currently staying in Seattle, but I live in Vancouver.
In Vancouver.
He's not walking to the microphone. He's walking to the sound effect machine.
That's all about your country. That's a dysfunctional relationship.
Oh, stop it.
Rob.
I love him. He hates me. Why does he hate
me? He loves you. Come back to Canada, Rob.
Come back to Canada.
Come back. We're missing Rob.
So don't take it personally with Rob. Rob's like, in some ways, the Uday of the show.
Rob is filled with a great deal of anger. And we saw a little bit of that yesterday.
Yeah. I'm going to come to Canada and put you on a merry-go-round. We'll have a blast. Take off to the great white dog. I rented a town car and drove to your fine country 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, you did. You went up to Niagara Falls.
Yeah, and you know what? You've got a better view of the water than we do. I will grant you that. Because
the
it
falls,
was,
right.
That's, of course, the part that's in America. So, you know, you've got gambling and that swell, and you've got a lot of snow, and I'm ready for the war.
We're incomplete without
I'm ready
Rob,
for the attack.
Though.
All right, goodbye. See you later. The attack. When we finally annex Canada.
Annex Canada. Yeah, when they come over, they'll be sorry. They'll spend some time with Jen and the merry-go-round.
They're a fine neighbor,
hello.
Ross.
Hello, Tom and Mike.
Fine neighbor to our north.
Hello. Yeah, are you there?
Tom and Mike.
Right.
Hello?
Come on. You're on the air.
Hey, I was calling to ask you, Don, where is Uday right now? Is he in heaven or hell?
Well, now you're gonna now we're going to get theological here.
But I think you bring up a good question, as.
It is my opinion that even a guy like, well, you know, this guy might get an exemption. He might be, because it is my belief, now you ask me my opinion, my religious beliefs are that everybody goes to heaven, even the worst guys. But I think on the bottom floor of heaven, you have, you know, you don't certainly don't have nice accommodations. Mm. It's much like going into a gutter. And I believe that even though technically it's heaven...
Ladies and gentlemen, he is making it up as he goes along.
I have said this before, yeah. Mike. Mm-hmm.
That's the gutter part. I've never heard you go on this road.
Okay,
before.
Well, here's the thing. I've said before that heaven is a high-rise. And that a guy like...
Yes, I have heard you say that.
That a guy like Hitler is in the basement.
Right.
That technically, I mean, no matter how bad somebody is... God loves your soul, even if you're an awful, awful person. But I do think that there's a hierarchy in heaven that they say, you know, it's like you're going to a nice hotel. Hi, welcome to heaven. Let me check here. Oh, Buddy Hackett, congratulations. You're on the 12th floor. You have a wonderful view of the park, and your mini bar will be full.
I don't know. I've heard some things about Buddy Hackett since he passed away.
Well, still, I mean, relatively speaking.
Yes,
you know,
but who are we to judge?
Uday Hussein? Ah, Uday, you're going to love this. You will want to take the stairs to your left and go down 3 flights.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And you're going to find down there, there's...
Hitler?
Yeah, Hitler will be down. Mussolini's down there.
Idi Amin's going to be arriving shortly.
Mm-hmm. And you know, even though it's heaven, I do believe that they get some stuff. Rob, I don't think Jeremy's there yet. I think, you know, you get, like, black and white TV.
Yeah.
But I think it just shows...
No heat. There's 3 channels.
Yeah.
How about no air conditioning?
Yeah, there's no air conditioning and no heat. And you get black and white TV, but, like, the only show that you get is Baby Bob.
Oh, my God. So it'd be like hell.
Oh, my God.
That's hell.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They might occasionally get Full House.
Reruns.
Reruns of Full House.
Sure.
That's, you know, Rob, that's...
Early reruns.
No, that's above ground.
Yeah.
You think?
I think if you're in heaven and you're above ground, like if you have a ground floor apartment,
yeah,
that still means you weren't a really great person.
Can I add something to your vision of this so-called heaven you're talking about where he's on the bottom floor?
Yeah.
And I think really at some point he maybe takes a walk down the hallway and opens up a door and suddenly on the other side of this door is every single person that he killed.
And I don't,
staring at him.
I don't doubt that.
No.
I don't doubt that part of that. And they
took the trip down just to take a look at him and freak him out a little bit.
You know, part of that is, you know, listen, God says, okay, who wants to F with him today?
Right.
The WhatsApp with him today. All of a sudden, okay, hey, look at there. I got a merry-go-round.
A vengeful god.
Who wants to strap him to the merry-go-round? You know, same thing with Hitler. Hey, look at it. Look what I got here in oven. All right, who wants to make some Hitler pizza today? Come on in. But, you know, the guy asked my belief. That's my belief.
Well, I think I'll understand it easier when you come out in book form and you put your teachings down on paper so I can grasp this this somewhat whacked out version of heaven that
it's just my belief, and I've said it for a long time. I really mean it.
Donism.
I think the only people.
Donism. Yes.
I think the only people that really incur the wrath of God are the people who kill themselves.
Mm-hmm. And, well, guess what? One of them did. One of them. Did you hear that?
No.
Well, these guys weren't necessarily killed by our fire. One of them, they said it was apparent that he had died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Well, then if that's mm-hmm. the case, then you really go not even to the basement,
right?
Then you go to
where the pitchforks are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Then, and everybody has tails.
Then you go to the bad place.
Yeah.
You know, with the guy with the horns coming out of his head.
Canada.
But that's
hey,
that's just me. That's just, you know, that's my nutty religious thing. But anyway, so that's the story about Uday.
Man, one sick puppy.
Yeah. That is a
family full of them.
That is what he's doing. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. Actually, this isn't propaganda. I guess about 3 months ago, they had a huge program on the History Channel that talked about both of these guys. And Uday carried this stick that was fashioned in Germany that had a point on it that he used to walk along and cut flowers off to give girls or women. And he was on board a boat with one of Saddam's friends. And the guy was shooting, and Uday didn't like it, so he stabbed him with his stick and then took his pistol and shot him. And when he got back, Saddam wanted to have him killed, but his mother pleaded his case, so Saddam just put him in prison and had him tortured for a while instead.
You mean the son?
Yes.
Wow.
All right, well, thank you for that. And please don't take this the wrong way, but you can't go with, you certainly can't go with any of the sources that I've listed today as being the be-all, end-all. But you sure can't go with the History Channel. You know, to call and say, listen, it's not propaganda because I saw it on the History Channel.
And I'm not saying that any of this stuff is propaganda in the way that it's untrue material. It's
no.
just the way it's being, you know, this is all you're hearing about now. And it's, you know, I just hope people remember the war. That, you know, this situation's a little effed up as far as I'm concerned.
I still think what you do is you take that body.
Put it on the merry-go-round. That's the part that fascinated you more than anything.
Well, you know what you do is, and you charge pay-per-view, and you let the money that's raised go to the families who he has killed.
Well, the whole combination of you talking about your heaven thing and this is just starting to scare me a little bit. Just starting to frighten me a little bit.
People pay $55 to watch out-of-shape Mike Tyson.
Yeah, this is true.
Beat up people.
Right.
Who wouldn't want to watch one of the world's all-time worst bad guys being tied to one of those horses on a pole?
Camel.
Yeah, or a camel, right. Buzz, yeah.
How about this? Mike Tyson ties him to the horse, and then hits him as he goes by.
Boy, yeah, just, I mean, really winds up, too.
Yeah.
Boom!
And also...
His foot!
One last thing I want to mention, and we do have to break. I should mention, I made fun of that woman with the History Channel, and I spoke out of turn. There's a shock. Because a lot of my information today, I'm just reading now, also comes courtesy of the Game Show Network. So, I'm very, very sorry.
Your source for news.
Wink Martindale. So I got some of it from Lifetime, Television for Women, and
right.
E! Yeah, and the Oxygen Channel.
And TLC.
Yeah, of course. Whenever they're not running Trading Places,
right.
Which seems to be the only show that they run now. And boy, oh boy, when I do that host of Trading Places, that girl who wears those little midriff...
Is this where they take over a house and stuff like that?
Yeah, where you have two friends.
Paige Davis.
Two neighbors who live next door to each other, and they say, go to the other person's house. Well, my wife loves this show. Rob loves this show. And Frida, I was always trying to get me to watch it. And I said, here's what I don't get, is that, like, for instance, if you and I said there was a room in your house, and I came in with the Trading Spaces people, and I redid a room in your house,
mm-hmm.
and you redid a room in my house. And many times these rooms are just horrendous.
Right.
But the people, when they're on camera, they go,
Oh, I love the orange cabinet.
So they fake it when they see the results of the makeover?
Yeah, but here's where my wife sucked me in. She said, you have to, it was a couple of weeks ago, she said, you got to watch the marathon, the Viewer's Choice Marathon. Mm. Because on the Viewer's Choice Marathon, and it's obviously what the people really like, they showed every time where the people walked into their house and saw the room with their neighbors standing there, and they said, oh, my God, this, oh, my God.
Oh, my God,
what this, are the ducks doing in here?
This looks awful.
Oh, and they say that.
Yeah. But now it only happens like one out of every 10 shows.
You know what happens.
Got to roll the dice, but there has been one, and it's the greatest, when a fat lady cries and runs out of the room.
Oh, really?
It is just.
But see, Rob, I said this to TLC, that if they have a Viewer's Choice Weekend where you go on the web and you pick the episodes you want the best, the 10 episodes that viewers wanted to see, every one of them was where the people didn't like what the other people did to their house.
When they're selecting the people to trade places, do they make an effort to find people with totally different tastes?
I think it's random. I really do.
Like, I mean, you want to find the lady who puts plastic slip covers on her furniture and trade places with the Kurt Cobain guy down
the street. What happens is oftentimes they have similar tastes because they're like friends and neighbors.
Oh,
but,
oh, see, that's the rad. That's
but they
the mistake.
Follow the designer, and the designers can be nutty. There's one fat guy, and that is, he swears he's not
gay.
Is
that the faggot?
Yeah, Frank.
And
very gay. Yeah, that's it.
The thing that I find about the people is that the houses they go to, they might as well be in trailers. Mm-hmm. All of the houses are just
sure
like awful.
Well, it's a cost effective thing. Smaller rooms.
Crap, but you know, listen, you want to talk about being gay.
Yeah, I am queer for that show. Because
tell them how queer you are with the shirts.
I got, my friend Brad got me a Trading Spaces shirt for Christmas.
That is very gay, Rob.
Now, I've not worn it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, you have not worn it?
I have not worn it, but I have it.
Wear it to the show someday.
Someday I will, very for your good. Grand enjoyment. But, I do keep my fingers crossed for things to go bad during the reveal, as they call it. But the host is Paige Davis.
The reveal.
And she is,
I love it when they come up with jargon, the reveal.
And she is just a piece of ass.
Unbelievable. They did one promo once when they were in Las Vegas, and she was dressed as a showgirl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big weekend for Trading Places.
Spaces.
What?
Spaces.
Oh, Trading Spaces. Okay. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Rob.
You have to watch more manly programming, like ITVO that I'm going to watch tonight.
What's that?
World's Worst Street Fights 1.
What channel?
It's a pay-per-view. I started it, and I had to leave, but it was coming on, and I TiVo'd it.
Then you missed the high-def tour of Graceland.
I just caught the very beginning when they were showing the rock concert.
Thank you, Charlie.
Outside the rock concert.
We got a break. So you paid? Well, what channel is it on?
It's one of the high ones, you know, where you...
Like 198 or 199?
Yeah, one of the real high ones, and... The way I understand it, I haven't seen it yet, but
is it
an
all-day ticket, or do you have to TiVo it?
I think you have to TiVo it. That's why I did it. And it's like horrible, terrible street fights, and in between, women showing their boobs.
Hey! You've just given me a tip.
Only in America.
You've just given me a tip. Tomorrow night, I'll sit down with my son and say, hey, let's find this on TV.
Find viewing for it. It's only in America.
Okay, right. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Adult motels were never like this. Here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room. A place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity. The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. It's the special place that every modern loving couple is looking for, and it has some extra equipment all its own. Open the door, hook up, switch on, and then blast off for the wildest fun thrills of your life in the Groove Room. Don't be embarrassed. Ask the next pretty and sexy girl you meet to join you in the Groove Room. You'll both never regret it or forget it. Come on, take off your inhibitions and have some fun in the Groove Room. The Groove Room, all new, in color, and rated X for adults. From Independent International. The Don and Mike Show. They are old and pathetic. Don Geronimo and Michael Merrick.
Thank you. Guilty. Am guilty. Jim Skin's on the phone.
Not good.
Give me 1 minute to tell you something funny about the Journey concert last night. I didn't attend because Bart was not feeling well. But Charlie and Lisa went.
They went to the show.
Yeah. And they said Ross Valerie, who was on the show yesterday,
right.
The word best used to describe him was bored. He did a lot of the show with his back to the audience.
Wow.
Really? But the funny thing was that it was the concert was sponsored by the failing classic rock station.
Yes.
Arrow 90, whatever it is, 94.
Hi.
And it was Surf's birthday.
Oh.
Now, Surf is an aged disc jockey who we are really very fond of.
Yeah. Very fond of Surf. Always have been.
Great guy. A guy who, back in the day,
mm-hmm.
I mean, really, when they had such a thing as progressive radio, Surf did it.
He was the man.
Sure did. And now he's, you know, unfortunately, he's stuck playing, you know, Foghat and
right.
all that stuff that they play, the same 20 records they play over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Surf's birthday.
The thing about Surf, too, is Surf, for years and years and years and years and years, has sounded the same way. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you turn on Surf, and it's like a flashback. It's amazing.
So he's a legend. He was he'll be the first to tell you, second person to play Bruce Springsteen on the radio.
There you go. That's his claim to fame.
Right.
So he, they say when they get there last night, we have a surprise.
Right.
It's Surf's birthday. And the morning guy, the hair plug guy, I guess everybody on the station has hair plugs.
Mark Kessler,
he comes out.
Mark Kessler, also a friend of this show.
Yeah, he comes out and he has a birthday cake. And the first thing I said to Charlie, I said, well, my God, did the fire marshal shut down the concert?
Because right.
I've got to think there's got to be at least 70 candles on this thing. Well, apparently, as he's walking out on stage with this cake, to surprise disc jockey Surf mm-hmm. and at the Journey concert, he gets about halfway, and anybody who was there, I guess, saw this, halfway on stage, and
oh, no.
he starts to lose the
no.
this cake, and Charlie's describing it, it's left and it's right, and then it starts to drip, and this big, gigantic cake ends up all over the morning disc jockey's leg.
Oh, my
and
God.
Immediately, all of the roadies for Styx start flipping out, and coming in, they're trying to have the happy birthday thing for the disc jockey
yeah.
Surf.
But what was Kessler?
I don't know. If
a little wobbly, maybe?
I don't know. All I know is that...
I need a little sum to steady my nerves.
I don't understand this. It's the cake of slipping here, sir.
Listen, remind me when we get done with Jim's...
My God. So he dropped the cake?
Yeah, and then according to Charlie, the roadies for Styx were out there pushing them out of the way,
yeah.
trying to clean up and mop up the stage.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That was a real oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But remind me, we'll call Charlie in. I think I've told it pretty much, but I'm sure he knows even more details. Well, it's that time. He wasn't with us last week because he was on another one of his important...
Yes.
You know, he's got so many projects going.
Yeah, he's the Skinmeister.
We're lucky to get him on when we get him on. From the world's best website, www.mrskin.com. Jim McBride, known to most of you as Mr. Skin. We just call him Jimmy Skin. Here he is now. Hey, Jim.
Hello?
Hey, Jim.
Oh, this is John.
Hold on, John. Hold on. Well, it said Jim Skin on line one, and he's not there. Maybe he got thrown off when I was discussing... Oh, is he on line one here?
Yeah.
Oh. Jim.
Hey, Dynamite.
There he is, okay. Mr. Skin.
My fault. Wrong phone bank. Jim, thank you for waiting during that
talk. Hey, no problem.
During that talk about a Journey.
You know, I have to thank Mr. Skin because yesterday on the show we were discussing at one point CSI Miami and Emily, I think it's Emily Proctor.
Right. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And, you know, immediately it was...
Joe went to MrSkin.com.
Joe gets to MrSkin.com. I mean, you're such a source when we talk about hotties on the show.
We purposely waited until today to tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture came in, and normally I would keep a picture and wait for Mike's reaction.
Right.
But I said, you got to see it next. We were just talking about what an incredible...
Oh, she is phenomenal.
Beautiful. Piece of ass she is. And if you go to MrSkin.com... There she is with her hair down and...
Oh, my God.
Really big, pretty breasts.
So, so hot.
You like her, Jim?
Yep, big fan, big fan. I actually, she was actually on the West Wing. That's when I first kind of knew about her. I actually knew about her from Breast Men, but at the time she really wasn't a TV babe. And
she was in that David Schwimmer thing?
Yeah, she...
That's where the picture's from, right?
Yeah, the picture's from Breastman, a 1997 movie.
I did not know that. I just looked at the picture. I didn't even bother to see where it came from. She is, of all the CSI girls, of both of the shows...
No, she's number one.
She's the hottest, right?
Yeah, and there's a ton of hot babes, but she's definitely the hottest.
You don't have any of Old Red, do you? Of Marga...
Yeah, she actually did a movie called Frame by Frame in which she's naked in a bathtub. It's pretty hot.
Bam. Off the top of his head, he's got the Rolodex working.
All right, well, Jim, listen, that's what we had. Now, I know in the theaters that there I know there's Bad Boys 2, which is rated R.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for violence. I'm hoping there's some nudity in there.
Yeah, actually, there is... some nudity in Bad Boys 2. Problem is the character who gets naked's name is Female Corpse. That's a little tough, yeah.
Well, hey, Buzz, there's one for you.
I'm looking up.
Buzz loves his necrophilia.
Yeah, there is actually nudity in that, but it's an unknown actress whose character name is Female Corpse. So,
oh, that's
yeah.
Not fun.
But that's right. But the big hitting theaters tomorrow is Tomb Raider, and Tomb Raider: The Cradle of Life, which is Angelina Jolie playing Lara Croft, who is searching for Pandora's box, and the problem is this is the only box you see is Pandora's box. I got to say, I'll give Angelina Jolie a pass because I don't get mad when she comes out of the movie and doesn't have nudity because she just has such a skintastic career already that, you got to cut her some slack. I mean, she can occasionally do a PG-13 movie every once in a while. So, and I got to say, she looks great in the first 15 minutes. You see her in a black bikini. Her body's just... so tight.
I think
great.
Is it Gia or Gia, whatever that
is. That is, if you will look at the photo that has been selected from MrSkin.com, there is Angelina Jolie. Looks like she's got a couple more pounds on her.
Yeah, I mean, that was when she was younger. She wasn't as well known and probably didn't have as good of personal trainers as she does now. But, I love the look today and I love the look from Gia. And that's the reason I included that picture is, she's been naked in a ton of movies. Mojave Moon, I love. Foxfire, Original Sin, the sex scene with Antonio Banderas. But to me, the best number one movie for Angelina Jolie nudity is Gia, no question about it.
Gia, yeah.
Yeah, she looks great, so I included that.
You know, my only critique would be her boobs look a little droopy in this picture. But,
perfectionist.
That is a small complaint.
Yeah. So,
now, does she show Bush in this?
She's also, I mean, in this scene, she's supposed to look a little strung out, too.
Mistaken. Yeah, well, she plays a heroin addict. Actually, she doesn't show Bush in that movie, but she shows tons of buns and breasts and has lesbo, sex. And, it's just outstanding.
Great. So that's Angelina Jolie. She's not naked in Lara Croft, but go to Mr. Skin and she is.
And also, just so you guys know, no nudity in Seabiscuit. I know you were dying to get
Not even the horse, Jim?
Yeah, there's some horse action.
Horse action.
Yeah, but no nudity in Seabiscuit, but, as usual, DVDs chock full. Now, you guys will appreciate this first one. There's a movie out called Avante. It's a 1973 movie, which is being released on DVD for the first time, and it's at the new release section of your favorite video store. Now,
what year did that movie come out?
1973 is when it came out in theaters. Now, it's out on DVD.
You know what? I'm really embarrassed. I snuck into that.
Did you? Really?
I snuck into that movie.
Well, it had tons
movie.
Of nudity. And
it did. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was great. Now, I'm a big fan of that, too, but I didn't see it in the theater. I saw it on cable in the early 80s, and I just fell in
love. I was a little boy. I was a little boy sneaking into the theater.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great stuff. Well, it stars Jack Lemmon and Juliette Mills. Now
is this the lady from Nanny and the Professor?
You got it. I was just going to say, if you do not know who Juliette Mills is, she was Nanny on the television show Nanny and the Professor. Now, back when I was a kid, it went Brady Bunch, Partridge Family, Nanny and the Professor, back to back to back.
Right, Friday nights.
Yeah, Friday nights, exactly, on ABC. And it was kind of cool because after that show ended, she does this movie with Jack Lemmon, and she goes for a skinny dip. This happens about an hour and 23 minutes into the flick, and goes for a skinny dip, and you get a great look at Nanny's nanas. So it's really nice stuff.
Nice
really
knockers.
Nice stuff. Oh, boy. Brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah. Well, hey, now, Jim, that's a good pull. That's a good pull for anybody who's old enough to remember the TV show Nanny and the Professor.
There's Nanny's boobs.
Yeah.
Julianne Mills.
Right, and the movie's called Avante. You could check it out on DVD, and then, of course, we have the pics and clips at the site. But the next movie, now these next two are nuts. This is just crazy this week.
Okay.
There is a movie called Ken Park, and I want to stress right now, it is not out on DVD in the U.S. yet. It is played at film festivals. We have been able to track a copy down. The only country that has put this to DVD so far is Russia, believe it or not.
Wow.
So, if you don't mind them talking in Russian, this director is Larry Clark. Now, he's the guy that did that controversial 1995 movie Kids. He also did Bully, the movie with Rachel Miner and Bijou Phillips. His stuff is crazy, but this is the most controversial, and in this he has Tiffany Limos and Maeve Quinlan. She's a girl from Bold and the Beautiful, and he just basically gets, you know, these actresses are of age, and so are the guys. But he, you know, he has.
Oh God, I'm looking at the picture with his tongue, you know, on her.
Yeah, it's like this stuff is. There's no way. I mean, this is NC-17 stuff. There's just no way it's going to get an R rating,
yeah.
And it'll probably won't play in. If it does, it may hit an art house theater or two, but. The sex is really graphic. It's unbelievable. The girls are naked the whole time.
Well, Jim, do I see the guy's wiener in this picture?
You see it.
Oh, my God. I don't want to see a guy's wiener on Mr.
Oh, I just saw that.
Well, like I said, it's very authentic nudity. Ken Park is outstanding, and luckily we were able to track a DVD down of this. Now, I don't know when this is going to be out, but there's been a lot of talk. The film festival circuit was buzzing when this was out. It caused a lot of controversy, but be on the lookout for it. It's called Ken Park. Larry Clark, the guy that did Kids and Bully.
And now this actress who's on the Bold and the Beautiful, what's her name?
Maeve Quinlan. She's a blonde, super hot.
And she's the one. He's eating at the Y.
Yeah.
And she's the meal.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Wow. It's pretty nutty stuff. So.
Man, that young man's getting a lot of action.
Yeah, it is.
Right. That's the same guy that's with the Korean girl. Jesus.
You got it. There's a lot of swapping, a lot of menage action. It's good stuff.
Huh. Wow. Jim, you know, I love your site. It's the best, but just let's try to keep it wiener free.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was very sloppy. I should have edited out the wiener, my bad.
Wiener. All right, then we got one. Oh, look at this, Chloe Hunter.
This is a movie. New. It came out yesterday. We have the pics on the site today. blowing people away. This movie's called Spun. Now, it's real controversial.
God!
It set the record for most cuts, edits in a movie. It's very much like Requiem for a Dream. Not as good a movie, but just as many, like, crazy camera cuts and edits and stuff. Now, Brittany Murphy's in it. She's the girl from Don't Say a Word and 8 Mile. She has a scene where she's dancing in a bikini on stage as a stripper. But she did not strip. It's very hot. But
Jim, was she also in that movie with Ashton Kutcher that Just Married? Yeah. Is that the girl I'm thinking of?
Exactly.
Hey, what's wrong with her as I'm looking at the picture of her on the bed?
You're talking about Chloe Hunter. Yeah, well, actually,
what's wrong with her? I think it's just that
she's pushed up a little.
Yeah, it's the angle, Don.
Yeah, it's the angle. I think everything. If you see the other pics that are set, you'll see a normal one.
What's wrong with her?
But Chloe.
I'm talking about her vagina.
I know about her
and
vagina.
And it appears to be going out instead of coming in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's because she's. It's a scene where she's fighting to get out of the. Actually, here's the deal. It's a funny scene. She's with.
See, it's an outie, not an innie.
she definitely has an outie. Well, she's in the. Her and her boyfriend have sex. He ties her to the bed. A fun, you know, tie to the bed scene. Completely nude. Now, because they're all drug addicts, he decides, you know, hey, I got to run out and get. We're out of drugs. I got to run out and get some drugs. He leaves the motel room. And forgets about her. 3 days later, the motel keeper walks in and unhooks her. But it's wild. So she's pretty much full frontal nude throughout the whole movie. Now, there's two versions of this. There's the R-rated version, and they also have released a director's cut of Spun.
Oh my God.
You get the director's cut, you get a kind of a gyno shot as she's getting off the bed. It's a pretty graphic thing. So I recommend that because you get all the stuff from the R-rated and you get the gyno shot. So.
Wow.
The guy knows it. Chloe Hunter, and the other ones, she appears to be in some kind of motion. The legs.
Yeah, that's the that's from the deleted scene DVD.
That would be the gyno shot you were talking about, right?
Yeah. it's pretty wild. I mean, a wild week for Skin. This Spun. I was waiting for this for a while, and
It's definitely a lot of guys are going to dig that if you rent the movie. Just
man, you know, it's just I'm going to best I can with my broken hand. I'm just going to take a Sharpie and just write a circle. Put a circle of that. That looks like a what do you call those maps? Like a what do you call the maps that have bumps on them?
A relief map.
Yeah, a relief map is what it looks like. Buzz, yeah. Are you able to pull that picture up?
I am.
You ever see anything like that? It looks like a bone.
Well, there is one there.
Well, no, I realize that, Mike. But
well, there will be.
You very rarely see it.
Normally, I think she's struggling, maybe, and it's the angle, Don.
And I think also the picture has been a little bit compressed,
yes,
left
absolutely.
To right, to make right. it a little more.
Sure.
It looks, you know, I like them.
Hey,
let me just say, I like them to look boneless.
But not
yeah. Well, I'm sorry about that one picture from Ken Park that had bone in it. So.
So listen, his site is simply the greatest site.
Wow, every week, man,
that we've ever seen. It's www.mrskin.com. And the highlight this week, I would have to say, well, it's a nice shot of Angelina Jolie. I've never seen her naked. I've never searched her out on your site.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Never.
Where she plays the model?
It's never. A must see.
Yep. But this Chloe Hunter thing, in an odd way, has really intrigued me.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Oh, you have about 20 pictures. You got to see the whole deck there.
Yeah.
All right, you'll get it all on MrSkin.com. All right, you entrepreneur, you. We'll see you next week.
Okay, talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye. There he is, everybody.
Jim McBride. Mm-hmm. It's all in a day's work for him.
Yeah. Known to many of you as Mr. Skin.
Yeah, there we go. Here they are. He's funny sometimes. Yeah, there
Look
you
at
go.
That is, you know what that is? That's a funny Connie. That's a funny.
And I'll still take the Angelina Jolie any day of the week.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. Was that pre or post Billy Bob?
Pre Billy Bob.
Well, then I might also. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Big fan.
Nice.
In college, I went out with Emily Proctor for a couple dates.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Where did you go to college?
East Carolina.
She's a Southern girl, right?
Did you get anywhere with her?
Petting.
Wow.
Under the bra, under the shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get the shirt off?
To the bra. Oh,
only two dates?
Correct.
And only down to the bra?
That's all I could get.
And why did the relationship end?
It really didn't hit it off.
Hmm. Did she pet you?
No.
Was there good kissing?
Yes. Very good kisser.
What do you think now if you see CSI Miami? Did she look as good then as she does now?
Oh, she's always been an absolute knockout.
Was she like the campus hottie?
No, actually, ECU is kind of known for the hotties, and she was just kind of par for course.
Yeah, there's Southern universities, man.
Par for the course. All right, thank you, my friend.
I don't want to scare you or anything
like that. No, listen, there are relations going on at Clemson University.
You've been down to Clemson, and I ask you, I mean, when you were down there and checking out the campus, I mean, you probably verify.
Oh, yeah.
Something about those Southern schools.
Not only, they had that list that they come out with every year of the biggest party schools in America.
Right.
And, like, Clemson's very proud of the fact that they're, like, the number three party school or number two party school.
I've always heard that the best college in the United States is Arizona State University. Arizona State University is supposed to have the hottest party and hottest women.
Well, I think University of Miami is number one on almost everybody's list.
Yeah, USC probably has some hotties.
And I think Wisconsin. Now, I'm not.
Not Wisconsin.
I don't think Wisconsin.
No. I've not seen a hottie list, but I do know that Madison.
The Badgers.
University of Wisconsin. That is a top five nationally ranked party school.
Really?
Because what else do they have to do?
Yeah, I bet the hotties aren't there as much, but I'm sure that they party
pound.
Their asses off.
They pound.
A lot of the hotties seem to have avoided VCU. I can't explain it.
Anyway, thank you for calling that guy.
American University didn't exactly have, you know, turbo hotties. We had a few.
That guy.
We had Wendy Rieger.
Wendy Rieger. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I forgot to mention, when we were on vacation... over the 4th of July,
right.
The TV Guide did a feature story on Wendy Rieger about how down-to-earth she is and what a real journalist she is.
Right.
But I couldn't help noticing that while the entire story was focused on how down-to-earth she is and how she's not into the way that she looks, and she resents being called a news babe or news hottie, that the photo that she selected for them to run on the cover was something that might have come right out of Glamour Shot.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the bumps on her face were erased. There was that thing where they lighten the skin, and it was just, it was a contradiction that
In the story, she said, I resent the fact that I'm a news hottie. I do my own makeup. I'm here because I'm a strong journalist. It has nothing to do with my looks.
Everything she said could not be truer, Don.
You have always had the steaming undies.
And you have always attacked the poor woman.
Yes.
For, you know, like a woman who was in television news would put out the ugliest, a picture of her getting up in the morning. You know, I mean, they all have those headshots.
Yeah.
You know where the misuse of the word news babe occurred? In that website we both like, DCR TV. I think he referred to, who is the lady that married Alan Greenspan? She's a, he called her a news babe, and I forgot the name of her, and now it's killing my theory because...
Susan Kidd?
No, not Susan Kidd.
J.C. Hayward?
Hi, Joe.
Andrea Mitchell.
Andrea Mitchell is a crater face. My God, you ever see her in an early morning shot on the Today Show?
Exactly. Why can't you embrace Wendy Reed?
I don't know why. Why
can't you embrace her like I have?
Because, really, I don't think she's... If I want to rate the pieces of ass on television in D.C.,
yeah.
I would say... The number one piece of ass is Tracy Neal on Channel 5.
Yeah. Then who's Amy Roadblock?
Amy Roadblock. Amy, I know her name is Roadblock, but Roadblock.
She might be leaving Washington.
Oh, no.
Would be second. Well, why not? She's a perfect candidate. She's just as dumb as a box of rocks and beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. She used to be the girl in Sky Fox, okay? So how do you make the leap from being in the helicopter,
right,
saying that the beltway is backed up, to all of a sudden being the anchor? You know how? You gotta be hot. Big-breasted.
I would see her going to L.A. or to New York City. That's where I think she's.
And then I think maybe Susan Roberts from Channel 7 I would have third.
Single.
And that's right, available, Mike.
Right.
And then I guess Wendy Rieger maybe fourth.
And well, that's good.
And I'm being, I think I'm being objective now. Right, Rob, you are correct. The most beautiful woman on Washington television is Will Thomas from Channel 5.
She is absolutely beautiful.
A news babe.
Wilma Thomas.
Where do you put Barbara Harrison?
Oh, any position.
I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can I get you something?
Some old folk butter laying me to the bone, jacking me up. Tighten me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right, would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
Just hang loose, blood. She gonna catch up on the rebound out of med time.
What it is, big mama. My mama didn't raise no dummies. I duck a rat.
Cut me some slack,
Jeff.
Chomp don't want to help. Chomp don't get to help.
Say can't hang. Say 7-up.
Yeah, that dude don't got no brains in him.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is anyone listening?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm glad you enjoy them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personalities.
Hold on.
Did you wash the ass today?
There you go.
Moving faster than the speed of justice. The Don and Mike Show.
Amen, brother. All right, listen, we're going to be giving away these Sammy seats in a couple of minutes. That's to go on stage with Sam Hagar and the members of Lynyrd Skynyrd, who are still alive, next Tuesday night. Seats that Sammy held for himself. Well, no, you believe this copy if you want to. I'm just reading it as it's written.
All right, please share it with us.
Seats that Sammy held for himself, he's decided to give away to listeners of the Don and Mike Show on air.
There you go.
Wow.
You also get to stand on stage with Sammy in the Cabo Wabo Cantina area during
Cantina,
the set.
Cantina, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Tickets are available at NissanPavilion.com. We will give these away in a couple of minutes. Anyway, it's a chance for you and a friend not only to get on stage, stand there with Sammy, but sit and enjoy a tropical drink while he's performing on stage. The new Cosmopolitan is out.
Yeah.
And remember what Ross Valerie called him.
What?
Porky.
Porky. Getting porky.
That's right.
Well, that's right. And let me just call Broyhill real fast. I got a sex article here, but let's get the skinny.
Hello.
No pun intended with Sammy Hagar. About Surf's birthday cake last night at Journey.
All over Kessler's leg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell us what happened.
I mean, you pretty much had it right. Kessler was walking out with it, and as he was taking more and more steps, I guess it was getting heavier and heavier, and then it just fell all over his leg.
Oh, so the whole birthday cake went down on the stage?
It looked like a shaped cake from a grocery store, but yeah, it was all over the floor.
And how did the crowd react?
Oh, everybody laughed. Everybody laughed.
Oh, my God.
And was there any mention of Surf's age?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all, but, you know, his hair length hasn't changed either.
Yeah, hair plugs for men.
Sure.
All right, thanks, Charlie.
Yep,
bye-bye.
70 candles on that cake.
Wow.
How funny is that?
Remember, we always determined that he wasn't as old as Liddy.
Right.
So there's that. There you go.
So the new Cosmopolitan magazine is out. Love it. Count.
You read Cosmo constantly, don't you?
Guilty. Subscriber, guilty.
Right.
Because, of course, I'm always trying to find new ways to please my wife.
That's what keeps your marriage young.
My violently insane wife. And last night, incidentally, I don't know if you were in the Northern Virginia area, there was a meeting of the VICs of Washington, D.C., the violently VIWs.
Right.
The violently insane wives had a meeting.
Occasionally can be the VICs, can it?
Yeah.
Not in my experience.
Ah, very good, Rob.
All I know is that in the Fairfax County area, from 8 till 10, lights dimmed from all the talking going on.
That was it.
And I know that it was an absolute 100% attendance.
Mm.
All of the violently insane wives in the metro area attended last night. They went out to a wonderful restaurant, and Frida said that she and Carrie had a great time, and they were the only wives there.
Very good.
It was a meeting of the violently insane wives.
So only two of them, really, in the metro area.
Well, the only two that Rob and I know of.
Right.
It would be my wife and his wife.
Right. Your wife's not included in that?
Apparently not, but maybe an oversight.
I mean, Buzz, don't take offense at that.
I don't.
And I don't know how to put this because, you know, I like Marcia. Uh-huh. Unlike you, I like Marcia.
Oh, no, stop that.
Oh, my God. Buzz, I kid because I love
her. Yes.
No, what I mean is, I'm more familiar with Carrie. I feel... Yes, Rob.
Really?
Yes. You forget the days at the pool.
That's interesting.
I've been out there and seen your wife in a bathing suit having a beer at 12 noon out of the pool.
Yeah.
You know, and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree with a spew axe. When I come home and Rob and Carrie over there, Carrie's over with the kids in the pool, and it's noon on a weekday, and Carrie's just going to the refrigerator getting her beer.
There you go.
Now I know why you married Rob.
I like that. I like a wife and mother that drinks.
Me too. I'm very fond of...
That's very good.
I'm fond of all of them, and I'm very fond of Marcia, and I think that Marcia might be offended if I put her in the violently insane...
Marcia's pretty steady.
I'll ask her.
Marcia is a pretty steady lady.
Yeah, I don't think it would shake her, but I'll ask her. Find out.
Well, you know, I mean, Carrie, I know...
No, ask her. If she throws something at you, you'll know she is.
There you go. There's your answer.
I know that Carrie... Well, she's married to Rob, so she already knows she's in the violently insane wives club.
Yes.
Right. And, you know, my wife is violently insane.
Mine wasn't.
I just thought I'd throw that in.
Thank you. But, you know, your wife, Buzz, is
oh, excuse me, let me rephrase that. Mine weren't.
Plural.
Thank you.
Anyway, why don't you call her right now? I mean, you don't have to put her on the air.
All right.
Call her, pick up your phone, call her. Right. No, not you, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was talking to Buzz.
Oh, all right.
And who would you have called, Billy or Laura?
Laura.
Laura.
I wouldn't know Billy's phone number. I wouldn't. I wouldn't know she's in the country. I wouldn't.
I know you wouldn't.
I really would have no. Rob, I wouldn't.
I don't think Mike's first wife Billy is gone.
No, I don't think so. I think
hello, Marcia. Hi, it's Buzz calling. You're not on the air.
Just in the nick of time.
But I am, and I've been asked to ask you if you would be offended. There's apparently a club called the Violently Insane Wives Club. That's VIW for Violently Insane Wives Club.
And there's only two members, right?
Apparently, they had a meeting last night. There, as far as we know at this point, only two members. It'd be Carrie and Frida, according to Don and Rob, anyway. And Don didn't know whether you should be included in that or not. So I'm calling to ask you if you'd be offended if you were a member of the Violently Insane Wives Club.
See, Buzz is talking to his wife right now on the telephone.
Hello?
No, come on.
Oh, dear.
She didn't hang up, Buzz. She's not like
Yeah, her. Well, she likes the other members, and so you don't... Doesn't consider herself violently insane.
See?
So perhaps not
that's
a member.
That's why I did not put her down as a member.
And that's why Don says he didn't include you in the club. So we were just checking to see whether you should or shouldn't be included.
Make sure she knows that, Buzz. Make sure that's clear to her that I didn't include her. Not as a slight,
Don
but
wants
because
you to know
I don't
that
think she's violently
just
insane.
Wants to make it clear.
Make my wife or Rob's wife.
He just doesn't think of you as violently insane as he does with Frida and Carol.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Will you give her my best, please?
She truly appreciates your confidence. And by the way, Marcia, Mike O'Mara sends his very best.
Thank you.
And she says, okay.
Well, and now my hotline is ringing. Hold on, because this may
she
be
sends
my...
it back with a big one.
It may be my VIW calling in. Hello?
I'll talk to you later.
No, it's not your whatever that is.
Oh, here he is, the man I'll be spending the weekend with. What's happening?
My cell phone said you missed the call, and I couldn't tell if you were in break because my fuse is still out.
Oh, the fuse in your car. Okay. Well, do you need to talk to me privately?
No, you called me.
Yeah, right. No, I called you about the weekend.
Oh, what about the weekend?
Aye. Just call me when you get home.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
We're going to have some big fun this weekend, right?
Yeah, if I come.
What do you mean if you come?
I don't know if I'll be feeling up to it.
Now, wait a minute, hold on. This whole thing was predicated on, Bart, the whole thing is predicated on... What did the doctor say? I thought you're feeling good enough to go.
Well, I didn't get any medicine or anything.
Well, then you must be okay.
No, it's just I have something that's like strep, but not quite strep.
Oh, well, that's good enough, then. All right. I'll talk to you in a minute, then.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Well, maybe I will be here tomorrow. I don't know.
Well, call me tonight and let me know.
I'll let you know during the next break. I'll call VIW because I'm sure that she has the true 411 on this.
Okay, very good.
Or the 911, which is information.
411 is information.
Thank you. Yeah. That's information, right. See, because the whole thing was he and I had set this up long in advance. We're going to spend this one last weekend together.
Right.
You know, because... frankly, we don't see
He didn't sound good, but I mean, I think he sounds better than he did yesterday.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. He got up today and said, are we still going? I said, yeah. And I said, if you feel well enough. And he said, I feel fine to go.
Hmm.
You know.
And then he changed his tone there.
Yeah, well, because I think because he went to the doctor. He wasn't well enough to go to the Journey concert last night.
Right.
And then he goes to the doctor today, and the doctor doesn't give him any, like, I thought he'd get some antibiotics or something.
Right.
He didn't get anything, so.
Vicodin.
Vicodin. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll be here tomorrow. I don't know. You know, it's just the boy's leaving in just 3 weeks from tomorrow. We take him to college. He starts college like whatever it is, the 17th or 18th, 19th of August.
Wow.
Something like that is the first day. And, you know, I've not had a lot of quality time with my boy this summer. He's 18. He's running around with his girlfriend. He's
hanging out down at the beach with his pals.
Yeah, going places with his friends. Even when we were on vacation for the 4th of July vacation, we really had to absolutely nails on chalkboard to get him to come down to join us to be part of the family festivities for the 4th of July.
For the holiday.
Right, because this whole thing is, this is my last summer with my friends.
And remember, you wouldn't bring his beer back.
Oh, that's right. He got very mad. That's
the beer that he had under the bed.
That's right.
Under the beds.
Got very mad on July 5th when he was leaving. Dad, would you bring my beer back home?
No.
Beer.
No, I won't bring your beer back home.
Beer is food.
So anyway, I'm sure he'll change his tune. And if not, well then, hey, congratulations. I'll be here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, Mike, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, football season's coming up, Donald.
Don't I know it, my friend. And the first game is, I think, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Oh, man.
You got two games. You got Green Bay and Kansas City in the Hall of Fame game.
Let's not get too crazy, boys. We still have another sport that's right in the middle of its season right now. Let me tell you something right now. The Boston Red Sox are nipping at the New York Yankees' heels. They are hanging in there 2.5. You know what? It has been a long time.
That's the key word, Mike, hanging in there.
Since football came up, and I was already still into it. You know, usually by this time of the season, when you start talking about your preseason football, you know, the Red Sox are out of it.
Key word there, nipping.
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 Nipping, but solidly, if it ended today, solidly, I mean, solidly in control of the wild.
There they are, nipping. Nipping.
Hey, you're not talking about our closer, are you?
No, sir. Beyond hey, guys, I just one final word. Thanks for entertaining me every day, and suck me.
Suck me.
Suck me. All right, thank you.
I like this team. I feel as good in this second half as I felt in quite a long
what
time.
What is, Mike, just for the tape, what is today's date?
Today's date is July 24th.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But you know we've been out of it at this point last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. No, actually.
They're usually like four or five games of
back. No, actually last year, and I do remember this stuff, they were not out of it.
They weren't out of it, but they were on their way to get it.
They were only four games behind the Yankees, but they were, I think, at least maybe five or six games ahead of Oakland for the wild card.
Why?
Last year. Because you had the Oakland, and you had your Seattle, and you had your Anaheim all coming up all at the same time.
I'm excited this year.
So am I, because you're going to have to go to the titty bar with Tom Gatto.
This is the best hitting team in baseball this year. And all they have to do is, you know, they've already got this new reliever that they just brought in. And he pitched a scoreless eighth inning last night.
You seen today's score?
No.
Tampa Bay 15, Boston 9.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What inning?
That's the final. But the Yankees lost today, too. So.
Oh, okay, good. No problem.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem with the Red Sox, that when the Yankees go on a tear...
Right.
The Red Sox. But the problem will be, see here, Buzz, here's
I'm
the
not
problem.
Really looking at the division as here's, much as I'm looking at the wild card.
Here's the problem for Mugger, just to say.
Right.
Follow the Oakland A's.
I agree.
That and Mike knows I'm not a baseball fan, but I check the box scores.
Right. Yeah.
I check them every day.
Right.
Because I like to see how Oakland's doing.
Right, I know.
Because I don't think the Yankees will be caught by the
last
Red Sox.
Last year you had Oakland, you had California, you had Seattle. You had all those teams that were there. This year, it's not the same kind of field. And also this year, the Yankees aren't the same kind of juggernaut that they've been.
Didn't your beloved Red Sox just get done playing that powerhouse Detroit Tigers team?
Yeah. And they're playing Tampa now, but they...
But Mike, as you said, they're a great team, and great teams give up 15 runs to the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Thanks, Buzz.
Sorry.
Now, you know, Buzz is very nice about giving me the scores, even when I'm not asking for them. So, I mean, so 15 runs today?
Yeah.
Who, did it say who pitched?
Crazy score. I don't have that. I'll find it.
Damn it.
I think they called Carl Yastrzemski up. They went to the gay part of...
to pitch?
Yeah, they went to the gay part of Boston.
He was at the game the other night.
Yeah, sure he was. I saw him.
That's true. But,
wearing his rainbow T-shirt.
Right. I had a picture. The reason Don does this is Carl Yastrzemski's my favorite baseball player of all time. And I had a picture of Yaz one time. And
that's
Don,
like 15 years ago.
And Don soiled it. He defaced it by writing Yaz is a fag.
I remember
it. I'll never forget that as long as
I
live.
Grand.
You know what? And it was one of those few. It was when you did it. It was so cruel, but I had to laugh because it was funnier than it was cruel.
Yes,
a fag.
Thank you. And
didn't you put just fag under it?
Yeah, and then I wrote Yaz is a. First, I just wrote fag.
Oh God, we're children. We're middle schoolers.
But yeah, football, baby, 2 weeks away. Green Bay, Kansas City. Hall of Fame game. You got the Jets playing someone over in
Am I the only one
Tokyo?
Who thinks the Redskins have a pretty good shot this year, too?
I don't know, Larry.
What do you think, Larry?
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yo.
Yo, what's happening, man?
Hello, my friend.
Hey, first of all, I want to say thanks for that iPod, man. You guys hooked me up with an iPod. It's pretty sweet.
No problem.
Hey, and I want to know if you've seen Tom Likas. And I guess he gave the name of Kobe Bryant's accuser, the girl.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting all kinds of pubs.
Yes, and I've seen Tom Likas's picture. If you've ever wondered what Elton John would look like 100 pounds heavier,
wow.
Check it out. And it's sad. You know, I put him in that same Michael Savage category.
Right.
That the publicity Tom Likas gets
sure.
is that he amazingly uncovered the girl's name, the accuser's name. Right. You know, three letters describe that. BFD.
Absolutely. Tom Likas, or as we like to call him, Poppin' Fresh.
Hey, Darn.
Yeah.
Can you take me out with a tequila shot and a bong hit?
Don't have either, sir. I can take you out with this, though.
Did you wash the ass today?
Later on, man.
Bye-bye.
See, Tom Likas caught a lucky break. They hid the girl's name in a cookbook.
Like it would, you know, and I've read about this. This has generated publicity in the industry. Like it makes a big deal if you come on and go, all right, everybody, I've got something right here. I've got it right here. You've heard the Kobe Bryant story? The girl's name, we're going to reveal it right now. Her name is Betty Crocker.
So
you've heard the name.
Right? Yes, a big deal.
Correct. I mean, you want to make some news, get the girl on the phone.
Yeah. Isn't the name supposed to be protected?
It is supposed to be.
Isn't it illegal what he did?
No.
I don't think it's illegal. It's just considered unethical.
And I think part of it is because so many, like we said yesterday, so many of her dumb friends have come out and talked about her because they all want to be on Dateline NBC 2020.
Easy to figure out who it is.
Easy to figure out. She worked. The story is that she worked at the hotel.
Concierge.
That she felt some kind of a chemistry with Kobe when he checked in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all you got to do is call the hotel and start asking around.
Well, if Likas found out the name, that meant she worked in the hotel bakery.
But anyway, yeah, kudos, Tom Likas. That's going to put you on the radio map, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Right there, I want to tell you, a career was made.
Maybe you can wear some other outfits besides basic black. Sweaty, stained, basic black, like you wore that time I saw you in New Orleans. Oh, you,
like a slimming.
We have to stop it, though, Mike, because remember, when we talk about Tom Likas,
yes.
He calls the president of Westwood One.
Yes, he does.
And the president of Westwood One calls us and says, stop talking about Tom, you know, like we've ever talked, we just talk about him when someone from Seattle calls.
Right. Seattle.
That's it. Okay, one more call, and we got a break. We never even got to the sex article. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's up, buddies?
What can we do for you?
Hey, man, you know the Yankees got beat by them O's today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, way to go, O's.
All right. I was looking for an impression. No, actually, I wanted to talk to Mike. What's up, buddy?
Come on, move it along. Let's go. Go.
Look, my wife's getting ready to leave me, and she's trying to take my kids out of state.
Quick.
Put it in a nutshell.
Well, my wife did not do that, so I can't relate to that, sir.
Well, I know that you've had a few wives in your time.
Yes, I have. Yes. How can I help you?
I don't know. I'm just wondering if you had any advice for me for your...
No, actually, have your wife call me. I'd have advice for her. Actually, I'd have congratulations for her.
Oh, yeah?
That's just a joke. That's a joke.
Tell her I'm going to send her a complimentary invitation to the VIWs.
Yeah. Yeah, she needs one because she is a VIP.
Sound like you're pretty well thrown for a loop, sir. I hope you get better.
All right, listen. Will this guy's wife dump him?
Break that bitch now!
Yes.
Quick.
Yeah. Is she dumping you, sir?
Yes, she is. And
all
actually,
right,
yeah. Then there's all around.
Banzai! Bidding the ends.
Banzai! Brace bets now!
I know, but you know what? She's taking her time and dragging her feet about it, and she's not getting the hell out, man. And she's driving me crazy because she says she just wants to get herself on her feet and,
you know,
get a job that she wants to do and crap like that. And I'm supposed to sit there and just live with her, you know, and know that one day
buddy,
my family's
going to
leave.
Buddy, I will tell you, and I'm speaking seriously right now. If you have kids involved, you got to make it work. You got to put all the other stuff aside, and you got to think about the kids first. And you know, it sounds like a cliche. It sounds like a cliche, but whatever you have to do to deal with that, it's your kids first. And as long as you remember that, everything will play out.
And listen, I have a little picture.
I know, but she's trying to take my kids for a while.
Listen. Whenever this gets to be too much, I want you to do something that I've thought about doing to help with stress. I've got a lot of stress in my life. What I want you to do is. Go out and get three bottles of gin, and you drink them very carefully, and then you get a friend of yours to tie you to a merry-go-round.
I want to throw in that last part that you read during the break.
No. About the stake through the head?
Yeah, no. Yeah, don't mention that. Yeah.
Don't say that.
And, sir, whatever you do, please don't let it get in the way of your teaching.
Thank you for the call.
Hey, I haven't gotten my tapes on my speech therapy yet, but I'm
all
looking.
Right. Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever.
You know what I mean? You
people
know,
do judge you know, listen, by here's the words here's, you use.
Here's the thing. The more you talk, the more we're on her side.
Oh, man, see, that ain't right.
That is right.
So please, let's part as friends.
Good luck to you.
All right, F you.
Yeah. Yeah, same to you.
All right, see
you. And you wonder why this is happening to you.
Take care.
Yeah, see, whatever. I'm not like
hold
this,
on.
Man.
Place bets now, Willie. Hang up.
Place your bets now!
No.
Quick.
Betting to end.
Are you still there?
Right.
Well, what is the deal? Are you drunk? Is that what you are today?
I had to delete him out because he said a-hole. You could say a-hole. You can't say the word.
Are you drinking today? Did you decide to call after you started drinking?
No, actually, I got done with Buzz and,
What?
Listen, dude.
You're loaded, buddy. You're obviously wasted.
Let me just speak to you seriously. We do a comedy show. If your wife is leaving you, I'm truly sorry. Mike was right. Do what's right for the kids. But Jesus Christ, call some nut like Dr. Laura. I mean, we're trying to do a comedy show, and you're calling up wanting advice from us? From two?
No, actually, I was just hoping you guys could pick me up because you guys make me laugh.
No. You're bringing us down. We can't pick
I'm
you
sorry,
up.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to bring you down.
You're a total downer, dude.
And you're drunk, and you're not admitting it. You're loaded.
I'm not drunk. I'm high.
You're high. What? Yeah. Same difference.
Hold on. I got somebody who wants to talk to you. Travis. Right. Travis, you're on the air. It says you want to talk to this guy.
Hey, Don Mike. How you doing?
You're on with this guy.
Hey, about that last caller, his girl leaving him. Hey, right. I'm a single dad, raised my two kids. You either tell him to get her the hell out, or he deals with it.
All right, sage
just
advice.
Way about it.
Be very helpful.
Sage
God
advice.
Almighty, what an effing club I live in now.
Yeah.
No. Sage advice. Here's another call for you. Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Greg. How you doing?
All right, Greg.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to chip in and agree with Mike and say, do whatever you have to do. When I got divorced, the wife almost always gets custody of the kids, and she moved. I followed them and stayed nearby, kept seeing them, and eventually she had the own rope to hang herself, and I ended up getting custody, and I'm the same person.
The answer is stalking.
So it worked out well for you.
Well, I mean, basically, no matter what, you have your kids, you got to base your life on them. I agree with Mike. No matter where they go or what they do.
All right, now listen, you sound like
them.
Well, you sound like a guy actually cares about his kids.
A semi-reasonable guy. Let me just ask you this. Would you ever call our radio show for advice on your marriage?
Definitely not. Definitely.
Good man. Hey, I'm not looking for advice on my marriage.
Hold on, the high guy.
The high guy, the wasted guy is.
What high guy?
Yeah, my marriage is already screwed, so I'm really not calling for advice on that. I'm just calling because you guys make me laugh.
No, you did, but you did call for advice.
I know, but I mean, I do want to do what's best for my kids and everything. But I mean, it sucks that I gotta, move. Halfway across the country, and I finally got a decent job. But,
we're gonna miss all this guy. With this guy,
and you guys don't,
me. Shut
you
up
guys
for
don't
a second.
Have a radio
shut up.
Show
shut up.
All right.
With this guy, really. I mean, obviously, he's going through a lot of this crap, and he's totally a mess. And you know what? I was totally a mess, and I
not
still,
like this though.
I still there are parts of me that are still a mess. It happens. You deal with it. Life throws you a curveball. You got to deal with it.
All right. Well, thanks for the laugh. I got it.
Thank you.
Remember the merry-go-round.
Right on.
Yeah, and the laugh.
Now listen, jerk off. Why do you have to? You can
I'm
say.
Sorry.
You can say
F you. F you. I know.
Don't say the word.
I know.
Don't say the word.
I know. So sorry.
All right. So sorry. Okay. Hold on. How long until one of his daughters shows up naked on this show? place your bets now.
Place your bets now!
I don't have daughters.
15 years.
10 years.
All right.
Hold on. You have sons?
Yes, I have sons.
How long until one of his sons comes on the show doing one of our gay love connections?
Place your bets now!
6 months. 10 years.
Quick.
5 years.
Betting to end.
Never happened.
Oh, God.
All right, man.
So that would be bad if one of your sons was gay?
Well, I mean, if that's what he wants to do, I wouldn't agree with it, but I'd, you know, still be...
Okay,
dad.
I got one more. How long before...
You know, he doesn't... He like dances. He doesn't go all the way over.
How long before one of his sons, like his father, has a failed marriage?
Crazy, I bet. No!
The first year, 15.
By 18.
That's only 10 years.
He's just rambling right through the whole thing, you know.
Keeps going.
All right, it's been fun, man. You guys have a nice day and go take a break.
Wouldn't you like to maybe apologize to our listeners for what you've done?
Oh, I apologize to all your listeners.
No, don't apologize, sir. You've been a great break for us here.
Oh, we are on break, haven't we?
No. He's so wasted. Oh,
that's
place fun. Bets now. Will he hang up after we play this tape?
Place your bets now!
No. No.
Quick, quick, quick!
Are you there?
We lose and yet we win.
See, now that would be the perfect out if he figured it out.
Uh-huh.
But I've not heard that distinctive click yet.
Might have happened during the...
You know what? The line has gone down.
Line is dead, yeah!
Another soul saved by the Don and Mike Show. Who says we don't do good work?
I have no idea why. I'm really depressed right now.
It was that guy.
It was that guy.
Yeah.
No, come on, Mike.
I'm really in a funk now. I'm in a blue funk.
Think about the Red Sox.
Is the next segment going to have sex in it?
They only lost by 6 runs today to the Devil Rays. Yes.
All right, that'll cheer me up.
Yay.
And what guys, according to Cosmo, what guys are really aching for in the bedroom.
Yeah.
What guys are really aching for.
Island?
Yeah, all right.
We'll be right back.
All right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He lay looking up at the dark ceiling while she cried, and he no longer liked her. He had taken what was good in him, and what had he gained? Nothing but emptiness, void. But I'm a man now, he thought, and listened to her crying there beside him. I was a boy, and now I'm a dirty, stinking man.
The Don and Mike Show. They like their cruelty the way they like their women.
How's that?
Naked.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, how the hell are you doing?
Howdy, my friend.
Hey, how's your hand doing?
Thanks for asking. Much better. I've got not the full cast anymore on my wrist, just half a cast.
And you have one little thing on your finger.
And just one of these metal splints left on my finger. So doing much better. Thank you for asking.
Well, have you ended up having to learn how to switch hit now?
No, and you know what, Buzz? When I finally do get this thing on, boy, it's going to be absolutely crystal clear because there's been... no action at all for the last week.
Wow, that's... I forget about your DNA, huh?
Yeah.
Well, hey, you got to keep that prostate clear.
I've had no action because I've not been able to get my jerk on.
It's a gay call.
And it's not that my wife...
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but this call is extraordinarily gay.
Well, I'm ignoring it because I enjoy talking about...
I know.
My own pleasure.
That's gay, too.
My own pleasure. and it's not the fact that
my wife... Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. It's not the fact that my wife hasn't been willing. Uh-huh. It's the fact that... you know, beneath this weak exterior lies an even weaker interior. And they gave me, like, nothing for the pain.
Right.
And I've not made a big deal about it.
Yeah.
But it's killing me. And it's like I'm taking Advil all the time and I get home.
So your finger still hurts?
Yeah. And my wrist hurts even worse. And I don't feel like having sex.
Hmm.
However, having said that, it is getting better. And I imagine when I finally am able...
When you're able to get your grip...
to release, that it would be like turning on tap water.
Just that against using the other hand.
Well, Buzz, the thing is...
He's in pain. He's not in the mood.
I don't feel like
this could help the pain. This could relieve the pain.
Why are you talking
endorphins.
Him into Django? What is going on here? This is disturbing.
Well, because the alternative is hearing about what happens when he finally does.
Oh, like you're not interested, Buzz. You're the guy that helped me. You're the guy that gave me the textbook.
How do you mean that?
You know I'm not.
Mike, you're not guilty
of
this.
It's not that I'm not interested. I find it very funny, but it oogies me at the same time.
Buzz, you are always a willing participant, even helping. What was the... what is the name of the clear stuff?
Seminal fluid.
Well, yeah. See, God, seminal fluid. Why? See?
Yeah.
Yow. See, I'm used to it being like a whiteout. And recently, as I mentioned, it was like someone, like the fountains in front of Caesar's Palace.
Yes.
It was just clear and just, yeah. See, Mike, here you go. Normally it's like this, like liquid paper.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is now taking whiteout and showing me whiteout like I don't know what whiteout looks like.
Now, it's not crusty like this normally, but I'll just put a little right here.
A little dab on the
on your side of the
glass. Yeah, it's never that color anyway.
A lot of times it is.
Not that color. not like tooth cap Regis's teeth white.
All right, well, maybe it's got a little, or sometimes there's a little blood in there.
But, I'm throwing up right now. I don't need that.
Okay. No, you know, actually, you're right. It's more of a nutmeg color, if I was to give it a color.
Yeah, it doesn't have, you know,
it has like
eggshell.
It has woody undertones. And
a woody undertone. I bet. You're damn right it has a woody undertone.
Anyway, you know, the guy asked about my hand.
He did.
Which, incidentally, was
He was not asking about your hand. He was asking about you working your man.
Which was heard 1 week ago on this show. In the now famous sausage incident.
And really contributing to a theory that is held by many of our listeners that you are accident prone.
I would tend to disagree. I'm brave. I was the one that was standing there holding the microphone close enough for the sound of the...
Whilst I cowered in the background by the pitcher's mound.
No,
Charlie Broyhill's flailing arms.
Mike, you were equally brave.
Really?
However...
How was I equally brave?
Because the guy could have hit the sausage right at you.
Oh, that's
you were standing right by Broyhill.
Yeah, that's right.
I put in the coward rank. Hi, friend.
Hi.
Yeah, he was hiding.
He was miles away in the bushes, off to the side.
No, he was... Buzz was
actually...
Much
as I do during the show.
He was actually cowering, like, in the garage part.
Miles away.
Buzz would jump out with a tape measure to tell us how far the stuff had gone.
He was in a different state.
Yeah.
No, listen, I would say that day that... Okay, if I would have to rank, I was the bravest, but you were the second bravest.
I'm just trying to think of the history when that caller called the other day with what you have gone through in the last year.
Yeah.
You've been hit by a car.
Hit by a car and hit my hand with a baseball bat.
Right.
That's it.
And you broke your finger playing football and we had the flag football game.
You fell down some steps, too.
That was eons ago. Yeah. Yes, I fell down some steps, but there was no major damage done. Okay. 7 years ago when I skydived, when I landed the wrong way. That's it.
Wasn't there something with a trash can in Ocean City a couple weeks ago?
Rob, that was just a cut on my head.
Oh, that's all. That was
you had an open wound. You had an open wound on your head.
But I remember the bleeding and the bugs.
Didn't bleed long.
But that was nothing that caused me to go to the hospital or you know.
You were almost killed in the Caribbean one time when you.
You love that
when you
story.
Fell, when
Shut
you fell
up. that's a true story where I almost drowned.
Yeah. And what would we call that? If you had drowned, it would have been an accident. So, I mean, I'm just looking back.
Okay, would it have been an accident because there were signs up that said specifically no swimming past this area, and I went past where the little buoy was?
Well, they don't discriminate with accidental death.
Yeah.
You know, they actually say, you know, you die. It's not like you died on purpose.
No.
If you had not been able to make it back to shore... And if I remember correctly, you cut yourself up pretty bad on the rocks when you were coming over the reef.
I did. You know, it's amazing. I can ask Mike, what did we do on the show yesterday at this time?
I have no idea.
They go, I don't know. And then I say, what about that time 12 years ago when I was on vacation almost drowned?
They went under a couple of times and then finally made it up to the beach and you were struggling for air and gasping for air and your wife was unfazed by your near-death experience.
I remember
she was like reading on the other side of the beach.
What board game was she playing with her sister-in-law when I came up with bloody legs and said I nearly drowned, I swear to God. What board game?
Scrabble?
No, Rob.
Trivial Pursuit? I am the unofficial historian of the show.
Very good. Wow. That's good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Don't you remember earlier on this year when we had the terrible snow, you almost killed yourself backing out the car?
Oh no! Now again, you're gonna.
We're gonna talk about automobile accidents. That's a different story.
Now I will tell you that I had a conversation with my insurance adjuster this week, and I am no longer in the
high-risk category.
All right. It's been a number of years since you've had any kind of accident.
I have not had a speeding ticket in over 5 years.
Right.
I've not been in an accident with another car in over 7 years. The accident I had was during one of our snowstorms when I was coming out of my driveway, backing out of my driveway, and I backed into one of those stone things that we had at the end of our driveway.
Yeah, and it has been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Thank goodness. I think you got to log a accident every 6 months or so to be considered an accident.
I mean,
and you have actually with the hitting of the head and the hitting of the head
doesn't count as an actual accident.
Would your wife think you were accident prone?
I'm calling her. She'll say yes, but she'll back me up about my driving though, baby.
Yes, VP.
Two questions.
Yes.
Am I accident prone?
Yes, my darling.
Okay.
Are you willing now to accept the fact that you are accident prone?
No, she's VIW.
Would you call almost burning down the house because of the fireplace an accident?
You know what, Rob? I consider you to be my best buddy on the show. You know what you're doing right now?
What?
You're turning on me.
No.
I expect it from him because it's what he does. I don't expect it from you.
I'm just trying to provide joy. That's all I do.
All right, pal. So, anyway, that was just one time.
Yeah.
I didn't open the flume.
No fire resulted.
It's not a flume, darling. That's a ride at King's Dominion. I keep trying to tell you that.
A flu.
All right, but
didn't you fall into the bushes one time, too?
No, he fell off. He, in his sleep, he ran and jumped off our balcony.
That was a long time.
Many years
that
ago.
Was over
was
20 years
about
ago
that.
When Frida and I were first married. Mm-hmm.
Well,
didn't you have
true,
something
but
with
that
your...
just shows it's been a whole lifelong complex that you're accident prone.
Didn't you set the bushes on fire down by your gate?
No, I didn't, but I can't talk about that because I had a giant fight with the people who did.
Oh, that's right. So that wasn't you. That
was
that.
Not me. That was not me, and I've settled my dispute with them.
Sorry.
Thanks for bringing that up.
I'm really sorry. I was just trying to.
No,
I was trying to put together the
I did not
here.
Set my bushes on fire.
Okay. All right.
Honey, here is the second question. First question: am I accident prone? You said yes. I disagree, but I will stand by what you think. Here's the other question: over the last 5, 6, 7 years, over the last 5 years, how is my driving record?
You are accident free, I think, in the driving area over the past 5 years.
Uh-huh.
I still, when we take Bart to Clemson, I'm still intending on taking a Valium for the ride. I haven't mentioned that to you.
However, has our insurance gone down or not because of me? I mean, the only reason we have high insurance now is because of Bart, right?
Right.
Thank you. Now, I do remember other things. You remember when we did the midday show last year? One day I was coming into work, and I wasn't paying attention, and I did drive over the yellow line, and there was that kid in the Volkswagen that had to swerve out of the way.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody has those moments.
And I did what I thought was the right thing. I turned my car around, and nobody saw it, but I turned my car around and went back.
Mm-hmm.
Made sure the kid was okay.
Right.
But that wasn't technically an accident.
Right. Well, it depends on whether accident-prone is... car accident, or whether it's just like getting your nicks and scrapes and your bumps and
there was
bruises.
A time coming back from the beach about a couple months ago when that guy threw the beer bottle out of his car.
That's I consider accident prone.
And
it was you
and it hit my windshield.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You are accident prone, darling. Every time we come back from a vacation, you usually have to wear some type of bandage.
All right.
All right, my darling.
Bye, honey.
All right, bye, see.
Bye. But you heard her say, though, my driving record.
So that means you're
spotless.
So that means you're willing to accept the fact that, you know, the driving record aside, that you are somewhat accident prone.
If you will give up this thing about me being a bad driver,
I didn't say that.
Oh, every time we mention driving anywhere together, you always say, "I'm not getting in the car with you because I remember that time we were in Ireland when the streets were about as big as Buzz's waist,
very narrow,
and I'm trying to drive a goddamn minivan."
I happen to be sitting on the left side of the car, which was the passenger side, when the side view mirror exploded like next to my left eye, and I was pretty freaked out by
Your
it.
Honor, I would like to take
you were driving rapidly on those streets.
I take offense to the word exploded, and let me also point out my good friend Mike O'Mara, who on the record drove 100 miles per hour, including driving on the sidewalk.
That time we were late for the train
in an effort to get to Union Station.
You're absolutely right. I was horrible that day, and I put people's lives in jeopardy, and for that I'm forever
and thank you, Rob.
Remorseful.
Here's the notes from Rob.
All right.
Mike drove 100 miles an hour to Union Station.
Right.
Second note, who's your buddy now?
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, friend.
We're back in the normal mode.
Yep. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Don, do you remember that story about when you got your legs caught in the bicycle spokes when you were little and got all mangled
okay.
up?
Okay, hello?
God, now we are going back.
I was 8 years old.
It counts.
It's really kind of out of my control when I'm 8 years old.
It's a funny story anyway.
I'm glad the fact that my legs got caught in the spokes of the bicycle.
But you walk beautifully now.
Yeah, with my special shoes.
Does he ever. Hello. Now that the braces have come off like Forrest Gump.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yes, hello. Buzz, I think you're off the hook on your hospital stays. I think Don has logged more hospital hours than you have.
I think Buzz would fall into the category of biggest health problems, though, wouldn't you say?
Well, I nearly died.
Buzz really nearly died.
He said he's went in the hospital a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've lost your voice. That I don't think is completely back yet.
Oh, really? And you're a doctor?
I can hear.
You can hear what? I can tell you something. Listen.
I've heard your old best of tapes, and I...
Oh, get out of here. You know, this is what I'm not going to take, is some dickhead calling in saying, there is absolutely nothing wrong with my voice. If you think there's a difference between now and...
Before.
10 years ago, or whenever the tape is that you're listening to, I say, listen to a tape of anybody's voice.
Yeah.
No, a couple years ago.
Hey!
You had your throat...
Do you think there's anything wrong with my voice, you incredible dickwad?
It's louder and a little bit rougher now.
And so is your wife's vagina.
Yeah, and the point is that if you could listen to all four, everybody in this room, mm-hmm. all four of our voices, and, you know, that's time.
Yeah.
That's what happens with time.
and
we're, you know...
Mike had a problem with his voice recently as well.
I did not.
You did.
I'm kidding.
You did.
I'm joking. Yeah, I did. Yeah. And I still do occasionally. Depends on the night before.
So anyway, get off my telephone.
It doesn't sound like your voice.
Go away.
Give
stop
it.
It.
Before.
Stop it.
Your throat.
Give
it
stop
up,
it. Man.
Give it up, sir.
Stop it. Don't be a dick.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Don't be a dick.
Okay, because you're so right. You want to make a bet now who's going to live longer, me or you? How old are you?
39.
I'll be 45 this year.
I'd like to put money on that bet because I know what's going to happen. This guy's going to be put on a merry-go-round, and we're going to feed him 3 bottles of gin.
Okay. Everybody, hear him.
Make your bet now!
Done.
Quick.
I bet on me, Mike. Oh, F you, Mike.
No, I'm just having fun. You know, wow. I mean, it's not any fun if we all say the same thing.
No, I still believe your voice.
Shut up. I don't like you anymore.
You know what?
You're taking a really friendly time on the show, and you're being a dick.
So you're very concerned about
I'm being serious.
No, you're being a troublemaker.
You're very concerned about my voice. I'm very concerned about the fact that you're very concerned about my voice.
Well, you can.
So it has come back 100%.
Yes.
According to you.
Yes, and according to a doctor who I went to see 2 years ago when I did, tragically, lose my voice for a couple of weeks.
And you know, when you do what we do for a living, that is an occupational hazard. It happens to people on the radio. It happens to people that perform for a living, that sing for a living.
Yeah.
It happens to movie actors. It happens to TV actors. It happens to anybody that uses their voice on a regular basis to communicate.
But yes, I would say my voice is back 100%. I have no problem with volume.
It doesn't happen to people like you who use their voice just occasionally to needle people and be just a thorn in the side.
This is this whole conversation is about accidents that I've had.
Now I feel totally guilty
right now,
even bringing it up so a dick like this could call in and upset the apple cart.
The biggest accident that I've ever had in my entire life was taking this telephone call.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with that.
Oh,
there you go. Now you know. You know, I'm not going to let you be heard.
Sorry.
I'm not going to let you be heard.
Because of you.
I don't like you.
My disc jockey insurance is going to go up now because of you.
You'll recover.
La, 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 la.
Hey, you know what? Your voice doesn't sound as good as it did at the beginning of this call.
I noticed that.
Has anybody noticed that? It might be the strain of being on the radio.
Why don't you try to just say something decent, sir? We'll give you one chance to try to say something decent, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry that I...
They all do.
You lost.
They all fall for that.
I lost the John and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I was wondering if anybody's taking bets that Don gets in an accident on the way home tonight.
I say he won't.
Only if I run over one of you guys.
You're going to jinx yourself talking about it.
Will that be an accident?
Oh, yeah, no, Buzz. That'll be manslaughter.
That'll be like that video game I have, The Getaway, where if you have to get from, like, the police station to where the gang's hanging out, you just mow down pedestrians.
Oh, wow. Hey, Don and Mike. Hello. Last call.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, last year you were in traffic court. You were late for a show. You were...
And I was victorious!
Did you get a PBJ?
What's a PBJ?
A peanut butter and jelly?
Exactly. Probation before judgment. Means no points. They put you on like a little step docket for a year if you don't...
Negative.
Mm-mm. Didn't even get that.
Negative. Totally free.
Totally off, huh?
Yes.
All right. Eject.
Well, no, you got to say your mom's a whore.
Why is it like at the end of these discussions, whether we're talking about Don or talking about me, it's always the guys that are late to the party that go, hey, I want to play.
Yeah. I would just wish this is on any of you callers. Do a show, talk in front of millions of people about every detail of your life, and then when you're having your balls busted, and I'm all for that because I bust balls, but then if people call in with details... You know, and it's subjective. Is my voice as great now as it was then? I don't know, but I've been to a doctor, and the doctor tells me it's fine.
You know, it's like everybody's sitting on a deck in the backyard, and there's that one relative that just wants to say something at the very end and say they're arguing about who's had the most illnesses. Hey, you got a cold, you had a cold, and then the one relative comes in. Yeah, but what about that time last month when they told you had cancer? And everybody gets quiet and goes, well, we were just having a lighthearted discussion.
Just try walking a mile in our shoes. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. It's very easy to hide behind a telephone, son. Hello, Don and Mike.
Our offices are at 10800 Main Street.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Ethan from Clifton.
Yeah, thank you, Ethan.
Hey, I was just wondering, Don, how many cherry pies did you have in the hospital?
Wake me up and feed me a cherry pie.
I don't think I'm the king of the hospital stays here.
No, I think we...
Maybe when I was a kid.
If we're moving into that, I think that would be Buzz first, Mike second, Don third on that one.
Well, probably. Maybe not if you count all myself when I was a kid, but as an adult, absolutely.
As an adult, yeah.
Anyway, Don, go pack.
Right, thanks.
And I always like to remember when we would occasionally run the segment of Mike in the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? And incidentally, can I just put a request in? I know you pick out the best.
Oh, you know what? No, I don't anymore.
Do you know how many times? It happened twice.
Talk.
For some reason, there were always my hospital stay would talk always to, be on best of.
Talk to Charles Broyhill.
That's a good bit. You know, I came back from one vacation and somebody said, you're out.
Yeah.
And I said, what?
I get that, too.
You were in the hospital. Are you? I was terribly worried. I said, it was tape.
Talk to Broyhill. I don't pick him anymore. He does. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Yes. What about the full-blown AIDS from being a sodomite?
Okay.
Michael Savage calling.
I figured it was Brett Favre, but...
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, what about the time the security guard slammed the car door on your finger and made you say the F-word on the air?
Now, would that be an accident, or would that be somebody else doing something...
Accident-prone.
Kind of accident, really, but an accident. We've already covered that, so...
Okay, now...
Guys just piling on.
Now you're just... Now we're just magnifying hairs under, you know, I mean...
Splitting hairs.
Hello. Too. Don and Mike.
Don, I wanted to ask, if I did walk a mile in your shoes, would I accidentally maybe get toe fungus?
Now, toe fungus doesn't count.
Not an accident.
And do you want to see my feet? Do you want to see how beautiful my feet are looking?
I think Frida has said they are looking absolutely fantastic.
Didn't you have the best beach summer with your feet that you've ever had?
Yes. Thank you.
And toe fungus would not be accident. That's not an accident.
Well, it's God's accident. It's God's revenge. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, yeah. Don't mean to bust your balls a little bit, but your voice definitely does sound a little bit different.
Yeah, and now this is the guy that's the Pilar Honor,
yeah,
who enjoyed the tension of that segment, the last call.
And your voice has not changed at all over the years.
No, I'm not even comparing a couple of years ago. I'm comparing to if you listen to a tape right before you lost your voice.
Exactly when would that be? When
you got a little frog in your throat.
When was that I lost my voice? When was that?
That was about a month ago.
Yeah, right. Okay, I think he's damaged.
Okay, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
witness may step down.
Point proven.
My voice is rougher since when I lost my voice, and I think that happens. And, come on. I mean, it's our voices, man. I mean, let's talk about accidents, but get off the voice thing, okay?
Character.
No, the voice thing, I know how you feel. It makes me feel hinky when people talk about that with me, too.
You.
This is like our thing here, okay? Voices, not subject to discussion.
Mike, let me just say something. Till Tuesday, one said this. Voices carry.
Freaks me out.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Do you know every morning? Hold on a second, sir. Every morning when I wake up, really?
Yeah.
As soon as I open my eyes, the first thing I do is I go... Hello, hello, hello. Hello.
So do I.
Hello.
I go, WLS.
I mean, you know, it's a scary, very serious thing when you do this for a living.
Yeah, hello.
You guys remember when Don was a kid, when he was 4 years old, and he fell in a well in his backyard? You know, it made the national news.
Big story. I covered that.
Yeah, that's when I was under the name Jessica. Don and Mike. Hello. Hello.
Okay.
Now their voice is gone.
Goodbye. Voice is gone. One more. I know we're running late. We got to do a short break next. Hello.
Yeah.
How you doing, Charlie?
I'm fine, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
His voice.
Hello.
Hey, was this me?
See, right there, that's...
Disqualification.
Immediate disqualification. I'm not going to take a call from a guy. It says on the screen, I'm in denial. I'm not going to take a call from a guy who says, I'm in denial, when you've been on hold for 26 minutes, and the first thing you say is it me?
I didn't hear the clicker.
Well, you're a moron. Well, you are a moron.
You're in denial. You are in denial that you didn't hear the click.
Except the fact that you are a moron.
I'm an absolute retard, without a doubt.
All right. Thank you. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
That's why I said Don and Mike.
Both your voices sound different since Jew to Jew.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That must be because someone's punishing us.
That's a good thing, I would think, on Jew to Jew.
Perhaps the Lord is affecting our voices because we're doing an impression of the chosen people.
Our voices, my toes, my hands,
my raccoon eyes. Thank you.
I said that to you one time. One time I said you had raccoon eyes.
And I would be lying if I didn't say it. It still lingers today.
As does the drowning incident.
I understand.
Michael, the attorney, Goodman.
I have to get off early, climb on people's garbage cans. And, of course, you know, you can see me crossing the road occasionally and dodging possums.
And, of course, I will be out tonight drinking various sundry over-the-counter dishwashing things. What is it I'm looking for?
Drano?
Yes. Comet?
Yes, trying desperately to improve your voice.
To ruin my voice.
And as I try to bleach underneath both of my eyes. My raccoon eyes.
Okay, that was a joke.
I understand that. No, that day was particularly true.
It was a joke.
I immediately scurried down the hallway and looked in the mirror.
Why is it I apologize to you, but you never apologize to me?
I'm very sorry.
For what?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
The Don and Mike Show.
Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
Right.
They like old, not old. Don and Mike.
Right. So we've gone way long today at a lot of these breaks. And we don't want to jip you guys out of the Buzz News Show.
Right.
So we're going to have to do Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris in like a two-parter here with two very short breaks.
Yes.
The Oxbig Latouris get together.
Let me see. The setup is... There's some guy who's written a song telling the Dixie Chicks to F off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
His song is called You Don't Speak for Dixie. And we've got the song. We're going to call the guy now. And let me see. Robbie, I'm going to dial him up. And then
he's an angry man.
He's got his position. He's permission.
Which number?
The
oh, this
first
one?
One. And, okay. You know, you can put him right on the air. He's expecting your call.
All right, Buzz. When we get through, even though Rob's already told the guy he's going to be on the air, you can give us the intro.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah, there's going to be a short one, then another short one.
Gotcha.
Because my voice is killing me.
Hello?
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's the Oxbig and Latoura Show. Now, here are your hosts, Mike Oxbig and Mike Latoura.
And good Thursday. I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latoura. And boy, we got a great show lined up for you today.
You know, it's controversy on the side of the day, if you say, Uday and Fred being killed over in Iraq.
I think it's a great opportunity to raise our glasses to the fact that those two terrible human beings are no longer walking the face of the earth there. I'll tell you that, Michael.
Now, and you're right, Michael.
Yeah.
Now, who doesn't think back months ago to when let me get the name of this group correct. The Dixie Chicks.
Now that's Michael. That's Dixie. Dixie, like I Dixie Chicks.
Did I say Dixie?
Yeah, it's Dixie.
The
yeah.
Dixie. Yeah. Then they must have something to do with the South. Whoa,
I think it's the Southern.
South.
You know, your Southern type of thing, and that's...
Are they,
All I know is one thing, they came out against our president, and not good.
It's 5:48, Bing Bong, we'll have Shattuck and Mother together coming up on the 11s. Joining us now, I'm Mike Oxbig, everybody.
And I'm Mike Latoura.
Here is Stephen Marks. Stephen.
How are you?
How are you?
We're great. How are you?
Welcome to the show. Tell me, Stephen, what exactly, I want to say it right this time, the Dixie Chicks.
Dixie.
What is
I wouldn't go that far to call them that, but I don't know.
Now, what about these chicks? Can I say that?
I think gals? You can say, yeah, what about it?
These gals.
What about it, Stephen?
What's the furor about?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. When their record sales were starting to plummet a little bit a couple of years ago when the war first started in Afghanistan, they went out and recorded this Soldier Boy song to show how patriotic they were. I don't know if you remember this.
Refresh my memory.
Their music.
So they were basically using the war issue, the pro-war issue, to sell records.
Can you tell me, is this a popular group with the kids? Like,
how do they do with the youngsters? Are they popular or what?
It's kind of regional, you know. It's,
yeah.
It's with the youngsters, obviously, they all listen
right.
to quite a bit.
Yeah.
Are they aligned with the guy? The guy named after the candy. Is his name Milky Way? His name is.
You're talking about
Victor
B&M.
Maybe mentally they're aligned with him. I don't know about physically.
B&M,
the rock star.
Yeah, that I don't know. Probably mentally aligned.
How does that work?
All right, so they're not aligned with B&M.
Are they a hip hop group? I don't even know what that means. I just like.
Are you acting like you really don't know? You don't know what their music? It's country pop.
No, now hold on. I've just been
joking around, right?
But I've just been given a picture,
all right.
And I will tell you what. First off, you will not see these chicks at the Mike and Mike Flagtacular that we're going to be having on Labor Day.
Not after what we read is true about the fact that they were unpatriotic. I think that's a bad thing. And I say that with a capital B.
These chicks, I'm looking at a picture right now, and I'll tell you something. They're as cross-eyed as with A's log.
For the love of Pete, one seems to be looking in one direction, and with her other eye, she's looking in the other direction. That's crazy.
Crazy eyes. Stephen here on the Mike and Mike show. I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latoura, and we've got a fellow who's... Who's a fan of these? How long have you? Are you a fan? How does this work?
I'm not a fan of the Dixie Chicks. I don't know where you got that idea from.
Are you a fan of the United States of America?
Of the what?
The USA.
Yes, I am.
You're a patriot. You're a super patriot.
Good for you. We've got a song. And we're going to play a little bit of it right now. It's 9 before the hour. The question is, marijuana, legalized or not? Tonight,
you know where we stand.
Ixnay on Otpay.
Right.
But tonight...
banish it. A death penalty, as far as I'm concerned.
Tonight, long-haired hippie for Jardinger will be asking that question, debating that question.
3 nights in a row, he's had that as his central theme, and I think that's a little... overkill, but then again, what do I know, you know?
things like yesterday's garbage.
It does indeed.
And we support our president.
Did you say, Michael, that you have a song you'd like to play from this fella?
Yes, I do.
Great.
First, I have to mention traffic and weather together coming up.
Wonderful.
On the 11th, and our interview with...
tough day out on the roads.
Our interview with Stefan Marx is brought to you. Yeah, thank you, Stefan.
That's spelled with a PH, though.
Right.
It's brought to you.
That's Stefan.
No, it's Stephen.
All right.
Whatever. I love that group, Stephen Wolf.
Yes, they're fantastic.
I assume you're going to tell...
That's back in the day, you're dating yourself a little bit if you're talking about Stefan Wolf.
Born to be Wild.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wonderful song.
This segment is brought to you by a really fire. I mean, I've not heard your song. We're going to hear it here.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Just a moment, but this segment, part of our show, is brought to you by... Now, listen, who's a fan of good old-fashioned bluegrass?
I love it.
Yeah. Well, then you're going to want to see the Crap Blues Band.
The Crap Blues Band, fantastic. Bluegrass Orchestra.
At the Barefoot Pelican in Sterling, Virginia.
Yeah.
Saturday night. Joined Buzz Burbank, our announcer. Now, this cannot be right. As he dances on the bar.
Buzz will be dancing on the bar.
Happy Saturday at the Barefoot Pelican.
Fantastico.
And the thing about this Crap Blues Band, there's 16 mandolins and a banjo.
Yeah, it's a mandolin band. I love them.
And they're just great. Let's start to hear the song about these girls we've heard about now, the Dixie Chick.
That all right with you, Stefan?
Oh, yep.
All right, let's play a little bit of this by Stefan Marx. Here's his song. It's called
You Dixie Chicks.
You Don't Speak for Dixie.
A dangerous game when you're trashed in the country that gave you your fame.
I like it.
You know, I've just been told we have to go to a commercial break. Is it possible, Stefan, that you could stay on, or we'll be glad to call you back and hear the rest of your song?
All right.
Okay, thank you. Hold on just a moment to talk to our...
Hang on or hang up?
Hang on. Our producer will need to double-check with you.
All right.
Buzz, take a...
He'll be announcer.
Take us a break.
Mike and Mike will be back shortly with more of the Ox, Big, and Latoura show right here on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Brought to you by Desinex. All right, pick up the seat. See what he thinks halfway through, Rob. Tell him we'll call him back. See what he thinks halfway through.
Yeah, we're doing.
Steve. Yeah, they're pretty wild, but, I mean, their hearts are in the right place. We'll give you a call back in about 9 minutes, all right? Yeah, do hang up, and we'll call you soon. I think it's going great. You're handling yourself very well. And they really do love the song. I think you're doing fine. You'll play the entire record upon our return, and goodbye, then.
So he's still buying it?
Stefan Marx.
He's still into it.
The thing that flipped me is he said, are they always this wild?
Ooh, yeah, we're wild. Yeah.
Dangerous.
Crazy. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I wish we were really big. Like Dylan and the Stones.
What do you mean big? We're as big as anyone. We have a hit show on CBS. Why can't you see that?
The Don and Mike Show. Cleansing your ears with a verbal enema. Don and Mike.
Come on. Yeah.
Got 4 minutes to get Sabian here.
Hi, Sam.
Right, what, Sam?
He asked for Sabian.
Who didn't? All right, the guy's back on the phone. We're going to finish up Oxbig and Latouris.
Very good.
Buzz, he's already on the phone, so when I cue you, I'll push the button and we'll hit the theme.
Gotcha.
Part two of the Dixie Chicks guy. Here we go.
That's the latest news from Mutual. Now, back to another wild edition of the Oxbig and Latouris show with Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris. Now, once again, here's Mike and Mike.
Thank you, Buzz, and once again, brought to you by... Desolax.
Yeah,
product of the 37 years that we've done this version of the program. Destinex, fine sponsor of this program.
And Athletes, if I could say this on the really the jock, the crap,
any type of fungus is
Destinex.
That's a great product.
I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
7 after the hour of this. Good like a Thursday, everybody. Hey, don't forget, tonight, another one of the controversial shows here on Lust for Blood. A woman who claims she slept with thousands of exclusive black men and never once used birth control. You know what? It makes me rather sick of my stomach to bring the topic up, but I've got to read the promo. It's the Lisa Herndon Show. Excuse me. Lisa Herndon Broil.
Now she's married now, and she'll have all the details on what is a fascinating life on the other side of morality.
Yeah. Exclusively with black guys who've got no problem with any of the Negroes that might be listening to this show.
Not at all. Not on this show. No, we're not. We don't intend to discriminate here. But we do find her story to be fascinating and. Yeah.
Whether you be Caucasian, Negro,
Hispanic,
a visitor from south of the border.
Absolutely.
You're always welcome. I'm Mike Oxbury.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
We're joined by Stephen Marks, who's written a song about the Dixie Chick. Stephen.
Stephen.
Yeah. We're happy to have you.
Thank you.
On the show. Let's see if we can put it into the perspective here
the context. Which rhymes with Destinex.
A fine sponsor of the Oxbig Latouris.
Why don't you just play it and let the listeners hear it?
That's a heck of an idea, and we'll do that in just a second. I think that the song is...
let me just say, Stephen, we've done the show as it is. It's 8 minutes after the hour for over 37 years, and pardon my French, I'll be danged if one of the people that we are promoting, Stephen Marks in this case, orders us to play.
Now there's no need. You're getting a little curmudgeon-y in your old age, Michael. And I don't think he was doing that. He said he wanted.
The best way you asked me the context. The best way for listeners to understand that would be just to hear.
And we'll get to that in just a second. The song is a patriotic song. Am I correct, Stephen?
Yes. After the Dixie Chick flap, a lot of country artists came
out. Dixie Chick what?
Very patriotic support.
The Dixie Chick what?
I'm sorry?
The Dixie Chick what?
Did you say flap?
Flap. Controversy.
Spell it, please.
F-L-A-P.
Flap.
Right.
As in jacks?
Right.
Oh, like hotcakes.
Yeah, like flapjacks. Yeah.
I understand. So what did they...
International House Pancake.
What did the Dixie Chicks have to do with food, though?
I'm going to explain that. After this flap, a lot of other country artists came out and recorded songs supporting the troops, but nobody did anything directly attacking the Dixie Chicks and putting them in their place, and that's what I've done.
Was it always around the breakfast issue?
Yeah, it was usually around flapjacks, yeah.
You know, that reminds me of that my wife, I love her so, Ma Oxbig, she has some homemade blueberry syrup.
Oh.
And I'm supposed to send home to you.
You know, I love this stuff.
To the missus.
You brought it back that one time you went up to Lake Winnipesaukee and it was, oh, Lord, so tasty. I just love the fresh New England blueberry syrup. It's a I like blueberries.
I want to give a shout-out to everybody listening to us right now. I know a lot of you vacationing but Lake Kakapupu, and I want to say the Latour show is with you at 11 after the hour.
I'll tell you, that blueberry... The blueberry syrup is so tasty on link sausages. You might not think that that's a flavor combination you'd enjoy, but, the Dixie Chicks sang about it, I think.
You know, we're up through traffic and weather together, but I think I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris. You're listening to the Oxbig Latouris Get Together.
Let's listen to this controversial song by Stephen Marks. Here it is.
Fans of your music can
can't believe how bad you treat them, because their loved ones are the soldiers that are fighting for our freedom. Nah, to call yourself addicted just is a slap in our face.
Well, that's all the time we have to hear the song.
I like it. I do. I do like it. Stephen, do you like it?
Yeah, right.
I certainly do like it. And, so stay tuned now in our next segment. Joan Lana's Recipe Corner coming up. And then we're going to be doing Where's Arnold?
Oh, I love that recipe segment. The show, of course, is Lotsalata, and we're looking forward to it.
So until next time, our current time is 11 after the hour. Hope that all your times are good times. And until next time, until the time on the clock says it's time for us to get together, I want to say how much I've enjoyed this time together. And time after time, I'm reminded that time stops for no man. Until next time, don't forget, everybody, double knot those laces. This is,
and I'm Mike Lotoris.
Brought to you by Desinex. Here's our announcer.
Thanks for listening to the Oxbig and Lotoris Show with Mike Oxbig and Mike Lotoris. Brought to you by Desinex, ointments, spray, and powder. Tune in again next time for Mike Oxbig and Mike Lotoris on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Thank you, Michael. And we're waiting for. Hold on, our guests are still on the line. Hold on, hold on, please. There,
yeah.
Sir. Hold on.
Yeah, hold on.
All right.
Oh God, you got me with the time this time.
And don't forget to lace your shoes. Double knot. All right, Rob's gonna now talk to the guy.
See how it went.
Steve! Hey, I think it went really well. That's it. Is there something we can plug? Right. I need the 800 number.
I'm sorry.
I'm doing that thing now. You pretend to write the phone number with your hand.
1363. Right.
He's chatting his ear off.
Ask him to grade it 1 to 10.
How would you grade the appearance on a 1 to 10? Obviously, you've done a lot of media. We like to keep. How would you grade it? In our city, really the hear that much. And I think you're going to see a lot of action. What we'll do is we're about to break away for some traffic.
But you know what? We're going to go to Buzz and let Rob continue, and then we'll find out what number he gave us.
Oh, that's great.
He was pretty good.
That time at the end. Double knot your shoes. You've never said that one.
He noticed that we only had to play about 30 seconds of that stupid song. Okay.
We'll get to it in a second. Other point.
Stefan.
Blueberries.
Like cockapoo.
Oh,
Rob's still on the phone, incidentally.
Sure. Right.
First chance the guy's
chatting.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be great. And maybe we'll even have a bottle of syrup. We'll get back to you, and God bless. And God bless America. We appreciate
it. He's still going.
Verboten. Wanted to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
That's a major word for me. Really, I mean, I'll sit through all the dick calls that we get
to do a
bit like that. That is great.
There was some amount of concern that we never mentioned his website or his phone number, and we only played 20 seconds of his song. So consider it that we have mentioned the website and the phone number.
Sure.
And
what did he give it?
What was the number? We asked him 1 to 10.
Oh. He never graded.
Oh,
he said, you know what I'd like to ask you is, do you know any other producers of other radio programs? I said, no. We operate out of our own studio.
In our garage.
Thank you, Robbie. And we played Buzz's intro. Yep. Buzz!
Yes, Mike.
Buzz, your lead story today.
Today, Alec Baldwin wants you to bootleg his new movie.
Mm. Really?
Will he be dropping by?
I think so. Stay tuned, everybody. That whole thing that we just
stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Yeah.
They're more soothing than a pair of buttery soft moccasins. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let me mention that tomorrow an outstanding entertainment program. Mike will be flying the good ship, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Taking a day to get off for a nice 3-day weekend. I didn't mean it like that. With my son.
Yes.
We're hanging off for a nice father and son 3-day weekend.
Last one for
forever.
God knows how long.
Yeah, forever. He's going to college.
Oh, someday maybe you'll have another one.
I don't know. Anyway, so thank you, Mike, for covering for me tomorrow.
My pleasure. We've got a great show tomorrow.
I will let you know on Monday what we decide doing. He definitely wants to go to Atlantic City, and he definitely is not old enough to go to Atlantic
City. Can't do that. He wants to grow up before his time, like we all did at that age.
It's time for Buzz's news and comment show now.
Someone called for a doctor.
Buzz brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. Get it at 35,000 retail locations. New double-strength Viramax Ultra. Get it now by calling 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Call now 1-888-TRY-VMAX. No, I'm actually looking forward to that. I don't like missing a day of work, and thank you for covering. But
my pleasure.
The thought of, I'm terribly sentimental about my kid. Sure. And I'm sad that he's leaving like my wife is. I'm happy he's moving on. But the thought that I'll have one last weekend before he goes off to do whatever he's going to do with just he and I, that's a cool thing.
That is very cool.
So I needed an extra day for that, and thank you, everybody. Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Who I'll be spending the following weekend with.
Thank goodness.
Just Buzz and I.
Ah, very good.
Alone.
Yes, alone in a sauna naked.
In Tahiti. Or the Bahamas or Jamaica.
I am old enough.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's finally made a movie they want you to bootleg. The question is, will you want the movie? Alec Baldwin has narrated a short documentary for PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. It's about the animals that are raised to become food for humans. And although the videotape and DVD are available at $5 a pop on PETA's website, neither Baldwin nor the animal rights group bothered to copyright it. They did that on purpose, hoping people would burn copies for other people and even post it on the Internet. And the film makes a case for people to go vegetarian or at least demand more humane treatment for the animals we raise for food.
Or as I say, go vegetarian.
Oh, I understand you say that all the time, don't you, Alec?
Hi, Mike. My retarded brother, Billy. Or is it Daniel?
Well, they're both a little not right. Daniel, I believe, is the one that called this show. And what are you making all this big deal about the animals for?
I am God. And even though I'm no longer married to her.
Yes, Kim Basinger.
I still have the Oscar.
Mm.
Oh.
And I'm with my current girlfriend.
You use the Oscar?
Oscar disappears.
Hey, wait a minute. That's her Oscar. Did you steal it?
I am God.
Oh, I guess that answers that question.
Paul McCartney, meanwhile, is working for PETA.
Oh, one more thing.
Yes, Alec.
I'm working on my lunch right now. It's almost 3:30 here on the West Coast.
Right. Well, those seem to be live chickens that you have in front of you.
Come here.
Yeah, I thought you were a vegetarian. You don't like the...
Die, you little bastard.
You hypocrite.
He's a hypocrite.
Die, you bastard.
Oh,
die.
No.
If I could, I'd tie you all to a merry-go-round.
It was like a little chicken tartare.
Now you're dead.
Oh, it's insane. He's grilling. Alec, are you going to eat that with the feathers?
It's better that way.
Oh, whatever you say, Baldwin boy.
Baldwin man.
Baldwin man, sorry about that. I don't think you got the other side, but you're going
to... I like it half raw. That's good chicken.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Alec.
Thank you, Mike.
Alec Baldwin, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, speaking of chicken, Paul McCartney has joined PETA's fight against Kentucky Fried Chicken, just now known as KFC. McCartney's just sent an open letter to the head. Wow. This would have been good chicken. McCartney's just
had Mike doing a spit take.
Oh, good. These are delicious chickens.
McCartney's just sent an open letter to the head. KFC's parent company, Yum Brands Incorporated.
Yum, that's good chicken.
The letter was published in today's newspaper in Louisville, Kentucky, where Yum Brands is headquartered. Also a vegetarian, McCartney wants KFC to improve the treatment of the 750 million chickens it raises and kills every year.
as Paul puts it, in frightening ways.
Oh, no.
PETA's already suing KFC over this, and KFC's already started making changes.
Just 20 minutes from cage to plate.
But quoting a company executive, KFC is committed to the humane treatment of chickens. While PETA prefer a world of vegetarians, most people disagree. We think PETA should just follow one of Paul's songs and let it be.
Oh, God.
Kathy Lee Gifford still gets all buttery over Mel Gibson. On her website, she predicts that Gibson's controversial new religious movie will be, quote, the most powerful film ever made.
Hold on, who are we talking about?
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh.
See?
Yeah,
right.
There you go.
See?
Kathy Lee's a born-again Christian who just saw a four-minute clip of the movie at a Christian bookseller convention.
See?
Mel Gibson was there, too, to promote the movie.
See?
The Passion, as the movie's called, is about the last 12 hours in the life of Jesus. It's been attacked, though, as being historically inaccurate and fodder for people who hate Jews.
Who liked this movie, though?
Kathy Lee Gifford.
See?
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 As Kathy Lee puts it on her website,
see?
He deserves all the encouragement we can give him.
Oh, good for her.
Who says that again?
Kathy Lee.
See?
Kathy C.
See?
See?
Turns
see?
Out, turns out the real, the real Terminator is Arnold's wife, Maria Shriver. She traveled with him to the British premiere of T3, apparently, to keep an eye on him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Arnold has a well-established reputation of groping women.
Yeah, I call that zone between me and the woman the danger zone.
So most women were kept out of the VIP area at the London premiere on Maria's orders.
How was that Dick's concert last night?
The Journey concert?
Yeah.
The guy's name is Ross.
Yeah, that dick. I hated that, where he's doing the impression of me.
Oh, my God, you're so good, Arnold.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, quoting the bouncer at the London premiere, "I'm sorry, not tonight. No girls allowed near Arnold." A British website quotes a source as saying, "Arnie is an incurable flirt. You'll notice he isn't speaking to any young, pretty girls. He knows Maria's keeping an eye on him. She's not allowing any model types through."
Oh, my God. I didn't know you were called Arnie.
Arnie and the cute babes and Maria. You know, look at her mouth. Of course I go by that. I need to call Richard Crenna. Hold on a second. Hey, Mrs. Crenna, can I speak to Richard?
Oh, he's making one of his fundraising calls.
My book.
I need a... What? Oh, my God.
Get bad news?
Oh, thank you. Goodbye. Don.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Richard Crenn is dead.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He was great in so many movies. I loved him in the Rambo, even though he's the big competition.
So now you're not getting any money from the Crennas.
Nine!
Maria's termination of Arnold's amorous ways may be necessary for his political career, which does appear to be emerging. Quoting a leading Republican, "We need to get behind a candidate who can win, first of all, and who can turn the state around. The only person I see on the horizon with that ability is Arnold." And who's going to argue with the political expertise of that leading Democrat, Congresswoman Mary Bono? Sonny.
There's over a million kids that are unsupervised. They're below the age of 15 and are unsupervised in the afternoon. Now, what does all that mean?
What do you call it?
Us?
What do you call it?
It means trouble.
Yeah.
I call this the danger zone for children.
Because they can get into kangs.
Kangs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kangs.
Another breakthrough for Arnold today, the recall election for California Governor Gray Davis was approved, and that election will be held October 7th, my birthday.
I just got a note. It says, "Arnold, come to my fundraiser at Pump," signed Barry White.
Give him a call.
I'll call him soon.
Good.
Okay.
Doug is right.
Oh, and there's been a name change in T3. A character named Scott Peterson has been renamed Scott Mason because of the California case involving a Scott Peterson accused of
killing. We'd like Scott Peterson.
Killing his
Scott
wife.
Scott Peterson, have Sloan out in front of the school. You see, we've had a bit of bad luck.
They had to change it because of the Scott Peterson in California who's accused of killing his wife and his unborn son.
Scott Peterson.
Oh, my God. Pardon my French. You're an a-hole.
Rooney?
Michael Jackson doesn't think anyone should go to jail for the free downloading of music. He released a statement this week saying Congress should make no law requiring jail time. Congress is, in fact, considering such a law that would make it a felony.
He would not feel that way if anybody cared to download any of his songs.
Yeah, right. Maybe it's envy, I guess. Quote, I am speechless about the idea of putting music fans in jail for downloading. It is wrong to download, but the answer cannot be jail. Interesting, considering Jackson's record sales have slipped in recent years.
He thinks that the solution is a big, gigantic bed and a lot of stuffed animals and a lot of little boys.
Mr. Peck should not go to jail.
Quoting Jacko.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, oh my God.
It all ties together. He was on a merry-go-round after drinking gin.
And we're back to the Hussein boys.
Quoting Jacko, here in America, we create new opportunities out of adversity, not punitive laws. It is the fans who drive the music business. I wish this would not be forgotten. By the way, Jackson turns 45 on August 30th. You can join his celebration.
That's funny.
45 years old, that's right. You can join his celebration at the Orpheum in Los Angeles for $20 to $100 a ticket. And by the way, some of these music downloading sites that we just mentioned have just developed a new anti-tracking software to make it harder for the record companies to find out who's downloading. 300,000 people have downloaded this new software in the last couple of weeks.
Wow. Oh, well, you kids, you watch that, you kids.
Ruffians.
Yeah. Incidentally, get that to me as soon as possible.
We'll be right back, Buzzy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Question.
Yes?
Are you getting the best value from your wireless phone company? Does your wireless phone keep you connected with everyone that's important to you?
Well, that's the best reason to call 1-866-SINGULAR and switch over to Singular Wireless. Just listen to the great deals that Singular has for you right now during their incredible summer phone sale.
Pay attention, damn it. Bet now, Banzai.
Banzai.
Get the cool Nokia 3560 color screen phone for $29.99 when you sign up for a 2-year service agreement.
Astounding. But you must act now, because after August 3rd, the Singular Summer Phone Sale is over!
Yay! I mean, not yay, but boo! Keep connected all summer long by switching to Singular Wireless for home delivery. Call Singular at 1-866-SINGULAR. Go to singular.com or go to the Singular Wireless store. Remember, that's 1-866-SINGULAR. Now it's written down, Y-A-Y. Yay!
Certain restrictions apply. See the Singular store for details.
Yay!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ba 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 ba, darling. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Dude Walker. And now here is Buzz. I caught you. You had your back turned.
Yes, I did.
Hi, Barry. With all of his index cards. Hi, howdy, Buzz.
Hi.
A group called the Council for Excellence in Government says TV and newspapers are our modern-day civics teachers.
Excellent.
The group also says we haven't gotten a lot of schooling in the last 20 years. A survey by the group shows that media coverage of the federal government has dropped a lot in that time. It's down by about one-third.
Joe.
Instead of how and when, it's a lot of Ben and Jen.
If you want some friendly advice, get a haircut and take a bath. Get hassled so much.
Joe.
Quoting the group, media is now focused on entertainment, celebrity, and soap opera crime. It's hard to imagine the president doing anything that can compete with Kobe Bryant. The only exception, they say, was a brief spike in White House coverage after 9/11.
I disagree. Buzz, do you have anything on Ben and J-Lo?
somewhere in my briefcase.
Or, excuse me, I'm sorry, Ben and Jen.
Yes.
Yeah, Ben and Jen now, not J-Lo anymore.
B and J.
The Republican plan to let just a few media companies...
B and J, I like that.
The Republican plan to let just a few media companies control most everything we see and hear has met some opposition. Quoting one Democrat, it's extremely rare to reverse a decision that gives away the store to the big boys. The big boys are companies like this one, Viacom and its rivals, Disney, Clear Channel Communications.
Oh, Buzz, please. Not rivals.
No?
Yes, there's no competition.
All right. Friends, then.
Right.
And don't forget, when they make the movie, CEO, is he CEO?
Yes, I think he's CEO.
Mr. Carmazin, CEO.
Or CFO. No, he's not CFO. He's COO.
whatever, the boss,
yes,
Mr. Karmazin, no,
COO,
mm-hmm,
that movie role will be played by Gary Marshall.
Gary Marshall, perfect.
That is our recommendation.
Gambling is what I do.
Las Vegas gambling. Santa Claus.
What haven't I done for you?
A recent rule change by the Republican-controlled FCC would let the big boys own more stations and have more of a monopoly on the media, squeezing out the little guys. Yesterday, the lawmakers in the House voted to roll back some of those new rules. President Bush, however, has threatened to veto the rollback, so the big boys will likely win after all.
We need some more little guys in broadcasting. Hey, where are you, Dan Snyder?
Come on now, little guys.
How about Jay Stevens?
Yeah. All the little guys out there.
Several am. Stay away from the light.
You know, I have to say, I did get a very nice email. I was telling this to Mike, from Jay Stevens, one of the many layers of vice presidents in this company, Infinity Broadcasting.
Any capital letters?
Well, there were capital letters only in his online name.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very nice note, and I wrote him back, because he wrote, like, you know, you guys, your ratings are great, your listeners are very loyal, thank you. But I did have to write back, because his name on the server that he uses is 10Share. Jay, listen, that was one ratings book over 10 years ago.
He was the program director.
He's program director of a station that got a 10Share one time 10 years ago.
Shut up!
He was into it. He's still into it.
Big moment for him.
Why don't you just change your MSN or whatever it is name to Jethro Tull? Because then you could truly be living in the past.
Oh! It's like Rupert Holmes having an AOL address. Hit record!
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
This could be the big break for TV game show host Tom Bergeron. After hosting the new Hollywood Squares and America's Funniest Home Videos, he's moving up to the Miss America pageant.
Well,
now, I got to tell you.
Whatever.
This was a big bone of contention in my house today.
Really?
I'm gonna pull back the curtain a little bit.
No.
That I'm my usual less than...
Sullen?
Cheerful. So I'm sullen
this morning. Yeah.
As I am most mornings when I first awaken.
Right.
And the phone rings, and it's Rob, and Rob's been surfing around on the web, and he says, hey, guess what? I said, what? He says, I have news about Tom Bergeron, who we just think is a tool to begin with. He says, he's going to be hosting the Miss America pageant. Well, I go, and I hang up the phone, and Frieda said, how's Rob? I said, well, how did you know that was Rob? She said, because you were laughing?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, excuse me, the boy makes me laugh. She said, exactly what was it? I said, and that's where I just lose any credibility.
You have
in
no
this.
Case
I
said, here.
Tom Bergeron's the host of the Miss America pageant. She says, what? I said, Tom Bergeron is the host of the Miss America pageant. She said, if I told you that, you wouldn't laugh. I said, well.
That's right. But just the idea of that tool hosting the Miss America...
made me laugh. And the fact that Rob...
brought you great joy.
Rob had to call to tell me...
that he's hosting the Miss America pageant.
Actually, Rob had scooped you, Buzz, because Rob knew this early this morning. Called me up and says, Tom Bergeron is hosting the Miss America pageant.
Tom Bergeron.
Well, Tom realizes it's not the freshest gig in town, but he considers it a promotion, quoting him,
Hercules.
I referee a tic-tac-toe game, and I introduce clips of people hitting themselves in the balls. This will help my career, if anything.
You know, and let me be the first, Buzz, as long as you're on the topic, to say, right now I'm starting a website, and I want everybody to go to this website.
Yes.
Bringbackboomer.com.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember the Boomer Esiason was the host of the Miss America pageant one year.
Very talented.
Mm-hmm. So please, I want to get at least 10 or 15 web hits tonight. Bringbackboomer.com. Norman Esiason.
Yes.
In sports.
Norman.
Not an albino. We have debated that with...
No, he's not albino.
Technically,
we've
debated
Edgar Winter albino. Boomer Esiason, light blonde.
And as I recall, when you inquire Boomer about that, he's not real happy to answer that question.
No, well, back when he played at the University of Maryland, that's when the topic was first brought up.
Back when he was Jess Atkinson's roommate.
Don't call him Powder.
In sports, there could soon be a ruling in the 11-year-old case over whether the name and the logo of the Washington Redskins is insulting to Native Americans. Federal judge says she's moving toward resolving that long-running dispute. At a hearing yesterday, lawyers representing Native Americans and lawyers for the team argued over whether the Skins should lose their trademark. That trademark makes nearly $5 million a year.
We have changed the team to the Washington Firewaters.
Native Americans point up a federal law that bans the government from registering a trademark that disparages any race, religion, or other group.
Wonder what Ernie Scar has to say.
Fire up and at 'em.
What about Chief Wahoo?
Cover up the stinkweed.
And finally,
that's a heap of big discussion.
How? Finally, guys who want to get more action maybe ought to consider wearing a little rouge on their cheeks.
Hey, listen, as a season ticket holder, yes, I just received my ticket. How about we change the name of the team to the Washington Markups?
Yes, amen.
How about the name of the team be the Washington hasn't made the playoffs in the last 7 years.
Am I the only one thinking that's going to change?
Continue to jack up prices.
It doesn't matter. They're going all the way this year.
How about this one? How about the Washington $25 to park your freaking car?
Am I the only one that thinks that's a bargain?
How about the Washington $7 for a 12-ounce beer?
Am I the only one that thinks every drop is worth it?
Finally.
I'm sorry. I'm bitter.
No, I understand it. Rightly so.
And listen, just one last thing about the Redskins.
Yeah.
And I can say this because I'm a season ticket holder.
Right, you are.
I want to tell you that is an organization that really has its S together, and here's how you know.
Yeah.
We have 3 season tickets, and now we have 2. We called and said, our son is going to college, so we only need 2 season tickets.
Mm-hmm. So you got your money back.
So since, yes. Well, no, we did.
Good.
Well, you buy them on a 5-year plan.
Yeah, prorated.
And as it turns out, for the 5 years, we renewed it for another 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we said we only want 2. Well, the Redskins have only called us 4 times thus far to tell us, they say, we have great news. A seat has just become available in your row. And we say, well, we're not really interested, just curious, where is the seat? And as it turns out, they're trying to sell us the seat that we've just released.
That's how you know an organization has its S together.
Sweat the details.
They care.
But anyway. I think the 4th time we finally told them, hey, listen, dudes.
You're trying to sell the seat back to us.
Stop it! That's the seat that we just gave up because our kid's going to college.
Guys who want to get more action maybe ought to consider wearing a little rouge on their cheeks. A new study out of England says female monkeys prefer males with redder faces.
Yeah.
They say the same may be true of humans. They say the redness to monkeys.
Now, Rob does have
yes, he does.
Red,
natural rouge.
Listen
never
to this.
Worked for me.
Now, listen, they say the redness, at least to monkeys, means good health, a strong immune system, and a high level of testosterone.
There you go, Rob.
Moulin Rouge.
Of course, in humans, it could also mean high blood pressure or a history of alcohol abuse. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yeah, did you get that, Buzz?
Yeah.
That subtle, when you said the alcoholism and the high blood pressure.
Very subtle bit.
I'm fine. All right, that's it. Got to go. Tomorrow, the new episode with Mike, and thank you for cutting me slack there, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rusty.
My alarm is tingling.
Suck. BM.
Do we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.